smooth, real. It's all here.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. President Bush delivers a major speech on the war. 2 hours from now, CBS's Peter Mayer has a preview.
The president will respond to increasing public and congressional calls for troop withdrawals. He'll keep the door open to pullouts while rejecting pressure for a timetable. CBS News military analyst Mitch Mitchell says any success hinges on training more Iraqi troops.
If they don't have a military that can guarantee the security of the country, they'll descend into anarchy and probably a huge civil war.
A newly released White House document predicts victory will come in stages, that there will be no single surrender by the enemy. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld insists that Iraqi forces are closer to standing on their own, but CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad tells us they aren't there yet.
They're nowhere near taking this over. There are huge questions about who the Iraqi police and who the Iraqi army are loyal to. They've been infiltrated by militias. They have no command control structure that could survive without the Americans. They rely heavily on American armor and American air support.
Here at home, Virginia Governor Mark Warner has commuted the death sentence of convicted killer Robin Lovett. The decision's a victory for defense lawyer Kenneth Starr, the former Whitewater Independent Counsel, who said Lovett shouldn't die because evidence that could have helped his case has been lost.
That penalty should not apply here for a wide variety of reasons, but including, above all, right now, the destruction of the DNA evidence.
Lawyers will stand before the Supreme Court in 2 hours arguing pros and cons of a law that requires girls under 18 to tell their parents before having an abortion.
Critics of a New Hampshire parental notification law complain it needs to include an exception to protect the health of minors. Dr. Leslie DeMars, an obstetrician at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center.
It is necessary to have that provision to allow physicians to treat young women in an appropriate and timely fashion.
This state's Attorney General Kelly Ayotte will tell the High Court the law provides other mechanisms to protect minors. As for accusations, these laws are a veiled attempt to chip away at abortion rights.
It's not about rolling back at all a woman's right to choose.
Barry Bagnotto, CBS News, Concord, New Hampshire.
In Oakland, two men have turned themselves in connection with attacks on Muslim-owned stores selling liquor in African-American neighborhoods. CBS's Terry Okita has more.
It took police less than a week to make their first arrests in this bold and brazen attack. But if their well-dressed attire of suits and bow ties wasn't surprising enough, so are the suspects' ages. One, Yusef Bey, is 19. The other, Donald Cunningham, is 73.
Police don't believe the suspects belong to Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam, but they say Bey has been linked to another black Muslim group. Gulf Breeze, Florida, threw a party last night to celebrate the official end of the worst Atlantic hurricane season on record.
It's been awful. It has been a terrible season. We're just happy that it's over and that we're here celebrating with each other.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
You probably know the CC radio is the best AM radio, but you can make any radio into a great radio with an AM antenna. This is Bob from C Crane, the radio company. We make a powerful, versatile AM antenna that gives you great radio reception. It's called the Twin Coil Ferrite AM antenna, and it works with any radio. The patented twin coil design doubles your AM reception, and the ultra-precise tuning can help eliminate static and radio noise. Yes, you can finally have great AM, but you have to contact us.
Give us a call or visit us at ccradio.com for more information, or to order your own twin coil ferrite AM antenna for just $99.95, and that includes free ground shipping. Call the C Crane Company at 800-522-8863 for the twin coil ferrite AM antenna, or for a free C Crane catalog. That's 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com.
Anyone who has
Ride into downtown and through T-Rex 225 and C-470. Still pretty quiet at the moment, and we have a car fire working on Tower Road near I-70. Around town, we're looking pretty good on Boulder Street, and the Turnpike's trouble-free at the moment. Check out the forecast. Chilly again today. Highs close to 40. Flurries expected throughout the day. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
A fantastic... AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just happened upon your show for the first time.
And with choices come alternatives.
I love AM 760.
All the time, every morning, and then on the way home.
You get another opinion other than what we get with the right-wing propaganda machine.
The cure for conservative talk.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I'm with them every day.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by something that will rub you the right way, the Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation, and by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. You can't help but have noticed the escalating clamor in Congress now that congressional elections are less than a year away to start getting our troops out of Iraq. President Bush has, of course, noticed it too.
Oh, I know there's some in Washington that have said, get out of Iraq now. They're wrong.
More after this for Home Medics. Here's something Gene and I have been using that both of us think is terrific and would make a fantastic yet affordable holiday gift. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion. You put it across any chair and it delivers a relaxing, deep, kneading, stress-melting, invigorating massage. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Cushion is truly state-of-the-art. In fact, it's so good that Consumer's Digest has given the SBM 200 a Best Buy Award. Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics. This year's perfect holiday gift. Available at stores everywhere. Visit HomeMedics.com today. If, like most entrepreneurs, you've dreamed of launching your own online store that you've always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seems so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com says it doesn't have to be. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now to get your online store up and running. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get you started on your online store today. When it comes to Iraq, is President Bush paying attention to the political pressure now on to speed up the process of getting out of there?
People don't want me making decisions based upon politics. They want me to make decisions based upon the recommendation from our generals on the ground. And that's exactly who I'll be listening to.
As far as troop levels are concerned?
If they tell me we need more troops, we'll provide more troops. If they tell me we've got sufficient level of troops, that'll be the level of troops. If they tell me that the Iraqis are ready to take more and more responsibility and that we'll be able to bring some Americans home, I will do that.
The President will speak on that subject this morning at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld said at a Pentagon briefing yesterday that we are turning things over to the Iraqis, but you can't do it all at once.
We've been passing over bases. We've been passing over real estate. We've been turning over responsibilities. I mean, what else can you do? Nothing happens at the same time in one fell swoop.
Quitting, he said, is not an exit strategy.
Rather than thinking in terms of an exit strategy, we should be focused on our strategy for victory. That is the president's strategy, to succeed in passing responsibility to the Iraqi people and in helping them to further develop the capabilities needed to assume that responsibility.
As for those voices saying, turn everything over to the Iraqis now, sorry, says President Bush.
That's a huge mistake. It'd be a terrible mistake. It sends a bad message to our troops, and it sends a bad message to our enemy, and it sends a bad message to the Iraqis.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. This year, I'm giving the best gift ever for music lovers, the Bose Wave Music System. Sleek, compact. It's an AM/FM radio, CD, and MP3 CD player with unbelievably rich, true sound. Gene and I love ours. Call 1-800-558-7904 for a 30-day risk-free home trial. There's also a multi-CD changer available for it for hours of glorious, uninterrupted music. Convenient monthly payments available, and it's free delivery if you call now. 1-800-558-7904 for the Bose Wave Music System. The Osgood File, November 30th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, held together by baling wire and chewing gum, we're on the air again. Jay Marvin here, good morning. 10% chance of snow showers today, mostly cloudy, and a high of 37. All right, I'm nauseous this morning. It's going to be a whole morning of Bush. You know, it's going to be a whole morning of Bush. And, I could go on and on, and I will go on and on this morning about, a reality check about Iraq. This guy lives in a bubble. You'll hear me repeat this numerous times. That Seymour Hersh, in an article that's out this week in the New Yorker magazine, if you watched any of the Talking Head shows last night that Hearst was on, Jimmy Carter doesn't have a foreign policy. He prays to God every night, and God gives him a foreign policy. And this guy is an evangelical, and he is guided by God. So what? God talks to him? God tells him what to do in Iraq? Oh, Lord. All I could say is get this New Yorker. Score it when it comes out. I subscribe to it, so I haven't received my copy yet. But it's going to be Iraq, and it's going to be all Bush, and we're going to carry the speech this morning. We'll do that at, I believe, 7:45, and carry as much of it as we can before we all pass out and become noxious. Is noxious, is that the word I'm looking for? It is. Okay, Bush was noxious? No, noxious, from gas, not nauseous. All right, Bush was in town yesterday. Now, the national media says, oh, there were only 100 protesters that showed up, but actually it was 500, which is pretty good if you consider the fact that it's in the middle of the day, and most people, you know, have to work and couldn't get out there. I mean, I would have loved to have gone, but I was tied up yesterday. So 500 is pretty good. Here's what the protest sounded like. Can we play a little bit of that? We get a little bit of that on the air here, of what it sounded like yesterday.
I'm proud to be here today to support a good person, good family person, good God-fearing person. Somebody doing a fine job.
This is Bush talking about Musgrave.
And somebody who continue to do a great job for the people of Colorado. Thanks for letting me come by to say hello. Marilyn, I'm proud to be on your side. God bless you all.
All right, there. That was Bush talking about Marilyn Musgrave. Here's Bush on Iraq yesterday.
They have stated openly their desire to do to Iraq what they did to Afghanistan, to convert that country into a safe haven so they can plan, plot, and attack. We will defeat the enemy in Iraq. We will do our job to protect the American people.
All right. Now, I don't know how many of you listen to this program closely or catch it all the time, but there was a neocon woman who called up. This was a couple of weeks ago. We got into a heated exchange, her and I, which, by the way, carried over into email, which I keep telling myself I should never do because I end up having these long debates with people on email, and it's counterproductive. But you remember me saying to her that the Bush administration, the Dick Cheney, that all of the people who spoke for the Bush administration, Condoleezza Rice, that they all tried, and they were successful at it because about 63 to 65% of the people believed during last year's election campaign that the hijackers had been from Iraq, that the administration tries at every turn of the mile to tie Iraq into 9/11. Can we hear that cut again? Can you play that cut again?
They have stated openly their desire to do to Iraq what they did to Afghanistan, to convert that country into a safe haven so they can plan, plot, and attack. We will defeat the enemy in Iraq. We will do our job to protect the American people.
All right. We will defeat the enemy in Iraq. We will do our job to protect the American people. Like, for instance, Iraq was and still is and could be an imminent threat to the United States. You see, they keep linking the same thing together to keep trying to sell this. And Bush is going to try to sell his policy once again with a little bit of modification because he'll get into the troop withdrawal question because he's being pressured to do that by political reality. But for the most part, this guy lives in a very, very shielded world. And, you know, either doesn't read the polls or doesn't care about the polls and basically doesn't give a damn what you and I think. So look for him to run that same story by us again about stay the course and that his prescription for victory is that we will leave when the Iraqis are able to take over and there are conflicting reports as to how the Iraqis are doing and the insurgency has infiltrated the police and the Iraqi army and we don't know who's who and the amount of battalions that are ready, you get conflicting stories. And so this is going to go on and on with this guy. And they keep spouting the same propaganda. And I don't know about you, as we pointed out yesterday on the show with Jameson Fosier, when Chris Matthews said, well, the only people who don't like George W. Bush are left-wing wackos. You know, I don't like the guy.
I don't think he's charming. I don't think he's folksy. And when you listen to him talk, after he makes what he considers to be a major point, he pauses. Like, oh, we have to, like, soak it in, George. We have to understand what it's about. It's either that, or as my wife Mary said last night, he has to think of the next thing he's going to say. So it's one or the other. So we're going to be talking about this all morning long because it is the big news story. And it's the big story going on. And we're going to hear more of the same from the administration. There's some other stories out there which we'll also cover if we've got time. There's a very important abortion decision. Very important, not decision, but a very important abortion case that has reached the high court that they will start hearing about today. Plus, we've had debates on this show a lot. I've never taken in national on Springer's show, which we'll do in about 44 minutes. I started. I have never brought this up nationally. But Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton made a statement about the war yesterday. And maybe I'll read you a little bit of it because I was going to save it for 7 o'clock. But maybe I'll read a little bit of it to you. Anyway, if you want to comment about anything I've said about George W. Bush, 303-713-7600. The guy is just, you know, as Seymour Hersh indicates, he doesn't want to hear in this New York article, he doesn't want to hear from the commanders on the ground. He doesn't want to hear from anybody who's critical. He doesn't want to hear because he believes he's on a mission from God. Boy, that's kind of scary, isn't it? 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Our troops would send the wrong signal to our own troops, send the wrong signal to the enemy, and send the wrong signal to people around the world who watch the commitment of the United States. We're going to stand squarely with the people of Iraq and help them develop a free society.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. 10% chance of snow showers today, mostly cloudy, high of 37. That's another one of his... That's another one of his little techniques. That's another one of the Bush techniques. And I mentioned this before, and I'm liable to mention it again. It's something you ought to know about, notice about him, excuse me, that he gives the same speech, and he sticks to the same thing every place he goes. No matter how tired you are of hearing it, he sticks to the same stuff because he's incapable of doing it off the cuff. And this whole thing about it sends the wrong message to our troops. It sends the wrong message to our allies. It sends the wrong message here, the wrong message there. You know, that's absolute and complete crap. That's a justification. And it reminds me a lot of Vietnam. Even though there are not that many parallels to Vietnam. And you know what? Orrin Hatch, as reported in the Salt Lake City, the Desert News, was talking about Iraq, and he slipped. Warren Orange slipped the other day and called it Vietnam. All right, let's go to the phones. Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay.
I wanted to call because I agree that the guy, he cannot stop dumping this load of crap everywhere he goes on us, and I'm so sick of hearing this, and we're going to hear more of it this morning, and I don't know why people are still buying into this. And
well, I don't think they are. Look at the polls. The polls show that they're not buying into it.
Well,
the polls show that the people think he misled them into the war. They criticize his. The polls think that his management of the war has been bad, and the polls think that the war is not worth fighting.
Well, I just hope that by doing what he's doing, he isn't managing to sway anybody back to his this whole idea that throw good money after bad foreign policy in Iraq is just getting so old, and I just don't understand but the reason I called was there was a couple things I noticed in the little snippets that I heard in his speech yesterday that I wanted to comment on. And one was a quote. I didn't hear it in what you played this morning, but I heard it in something on the news yesterday. He once another one of these little kind of half truths or untruths that he keeps spouting over and over again in the hopes that people will start believing it is he said it again yesterday that the enemy wants to kill us because of what we believe.
Right.
And, you know, that's hogwash. You know what I mean? I mean, these guys, the people who attacked us on September 11th, these people hate us because of our foreign policy choices. And you can argue whether those foreign policy choices are right or wrong, but that's why they're after us. They're not after us because of our culture. They're not after us because we believe in Christmas instead of Ramadan or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, many Muslims around the world like our culture, but you're right. They just don't care for our foreign policy. They think we're unfair to the Palestinians. They see us as occupiers. I agree 100% with what you're saying there. I think there are some radical Islamists out there who don't like us because of our, you know, of our Judeo-Christian heritage here in this country. But there are a lot of Muslims who don't like us, as I said, because they don't think that our foreign policy is fair to the Muslim world. They just don't feel it's fair. And it's, to a certain degree, they're right.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention that really bugs me when I hear him speak is this tendency of his to speak as if he's talking down or talking to people who aren't quite as bright as he is, and that we're just not getting this because we're a little slow on the uptake, and maybe if he just speaks slowly and enunciates clearly enough, he'll get through to us. You know what I mean? Have you ever heard?
Yeah, that's that whole thing which I brought up earlier about how when he talks, he pauses and sometimes bobs his head and waits. Like, well, you know, I'm waiting for you to absorb this big pearl of wisdom that I've just laid on you, this heavy intellectual thought, and then I'll continue. It's either that or, as my wife Mary says, he's trying to think of what to say next, or he's looking at the written speech and trying to figure out where he's lost his place. But he pulls that off every time.
Yeah, maybe he's getting ahead of the teleprompter and he needs it to catch up. Yeah.
All right, Ron, appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Jay. See you.
All right, take care. 303-713-7600, and it is going to be all Iraq today. Because Bush is on the stump to try to change your opinion about the war. Lewis in Denver. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Lewis. How about yourself?
I'm just driving down the road here. Hey, I really, really hope that this Bush campaigning for Moscow really backfired on her, and hopefully people realize what kind of puppet we have in Congress, you know, in the House of Representatives. We have a congresswoman that is nothing more than a puppet for the GOP, and she gets her message from the GOP, and she follows the party line. She has no leadership. She has no leadership, and it's too bad I don't live on her district, but I really, really hope that people realize what kind of puppet we have there, and they change, they get rid of her. We need somebody with new ideas, not the old time, you know, not the same old way of thought, you know. We need new ideas.
Are you talking about Bush being in town yesterday for Marilyn Musgrave?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, we need better ideas. We need new ideas in Congress. We need and new people to come in and change the way our country's going, change our direction. And I hope, hopefully, people in up there where she's from, they realize that and they voted out of there.
Well, you know what? I certainly hope so, too. Lewis, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay. I love your show, by the way.
Appreciate it, man. You're very kind. Thanks. Yeah. Do we have those cuts about Bush talking about Musgrave and about and he gets into the whole thing about gay marriage without really getting, you know, without really coming out and saying anything about it. I mean, flat out by saying gay marriage, but he hints around about it because Musgrave is a big opponent of gay rights, which is once again going to those divisive cultural issues in order to raise money, $1,000 a plate, $5,000 to have your picture taken with this goober, and he goes right to this. With all of this that's going on, okay, in this country, you know, it's kind of like Arlen Specter in a weird story yesterday. I heard Ed Schultz talking about it, and I saw it last night at Keith Olbermann. He's going to bat for Terrell Owens. Do you really care about that? Do you think that a senator like Arlen Specter, well, what is he doing commenting about the Philadelphia Eagles and Terrell Owens, even though he is an Eagles fan? And threatening the NFL with, you know, this anti-competition stuff. Here's George W. Okay, here's George W. Bush with everything that's going on in this country.
We supported a constitutional amendment to make sure that activist judges do not redefine traditional marriage. And I'm proud of your support of that important piece of legislation, Maryland, and the people of this district ought to send her back to Washington, D.C., because she shares the same values as most people in Colorado.
Well, there we go. Let's hear a little bit more of that.
Maryland is a strong supporter
of developing a culture of life. And she's a strong supporter of the sanctity of marriage.
Oh, my God, the queers are out to get us. They're out to destroy our way of life. Unbelievable. You know, if I lived in Fort Collins, and Marilyn Musgrave was my congresswoman, you know, I'd ask the same question about her that I think needs to be asked about Tom Tancredo. What have you done for the district lately? I mean, ranting and raving about gay rights doesn't do anything for the district. And really doesn't do anything for America. I mean, it really doesn't. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are dealing with a new accident. It's a bus and a couple cars are tangled up, blocking the right lane westbound I-70. It's right before I-25, so it's like a little bit of slowing behind that. Now, things are stacking up if you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25. A little slow from 104th down to the turnpike, and it stays sluggish for the ride into downtown. Now, 225 starting to get busier through Aurora and Westboro Car Fire on Tower Road. That's right around I-70. Now, around town, things are picking up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike a little slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And on to the forecast, it'll be chilly today. Highs close to 40 with flurries throughout the day, and we're at 39 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Only 33% now give Mr. Bush high marks for being honest and straightforward.
You know, when the emperor's package is just bouncing up and down, everyone can see it. It's hard to see those clothes again.
Al Frank.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning. It's 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. You know, yesterday I went out to Rocky's Autos, and I always talk to you about how much they support this radio station. And how much they support this program. They really do support this program. One of the few first sponsors to come on here and buy airtime. And yesterday I was out at Rockies, out there at their location, and 63rd and Federal. And I got a big thrill because on their neon sign, it's not neon. What are those signs called that have graphics on them? I forget what you call those things. But they have graphics on there, and of course it talks about the salesman of the month, and it talks about other things going on at Rockies. And then, you know what pops up? A picture of me and a little ad that says, listen to Jay Marvin on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk 6 until 10 a.m. You know, they don't have to do that. What really nice people they are. And Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal invite you to their Extreme Monster Truck Nationals at the Western Event Center. It's coming up this weekend. Great for the family. December 2nd, December 3rd, and December 4th. And advance tickets are available now at all King Supers. Or you can join me this Saturday at Rocky's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and spin the giant prize wheel for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Monster Truck Nationals. So come on out to Rockies and bring the kids. You can get a close look at Draco, the world's largest fire-breathing dragon. And this thing also crushes cars. So you might want to check that out. I think they're going to have a few cars to crush. So bring the kids. This is kind of an awesome sight. It's the all-new Extreme Monster Truck Nationals this weekend at the National Western Event Center. Brought to you by Rockies, your home of the monster truck and car deals, 63rd and Federal. I'll see you this Saturday.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Important to have somebody from the United States Congress from that district, from her district, who understands that on September the 11th, 2001, an enemy declared war on the United States of America, and we must do everything in our power to protect the American people.
6:36, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 10% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy. A high will be in Annapolis. Once again, he doesn't appear before ordinary people. He would never sit down with you and I. He's basically not interested in what we think. Read Seymour Hersh's article that he doesn't even listen to people close to him other than the small group of people in the White House. And there's two factions in the White House. There's one that believes that he should make change, and there's the other one that thinks that he should stay the course. And he's going to get out today at Annapolis, not in front of ordinary people, but in front of you know, people in the Navy, people who are, you know, who are going to potentially fight in Iraq, and of course, what are they going to do? They have to sit there, and some of them will be enthusiastic. There's no question, but others, of course, maybe not, maybe won't agree with what he has to say, but they won't have a choice at all to be able to voice their opposition to his policy. They'll have to sit there and listen to his speech. And you know, somebody brought up to me here last week on a call, and it's really, really true about this, that, you know, Ed Schultz is not yet, and I heard Ed Schultz talking about it yesterday, Ed Schultz is not yet on Armed Forces Radio. Now, they've been told, Schultz's show has been told, that they're going to be on there. But they're not on there. So what the people in the armed services get when they listen to Armed Forces Radio is they get all this conservative pablum. And they get the Rush Limbaughs of the world. And the James Dobsons. So they don't have them. They don't get another point of view. They don't get any dissenting point of view. They know that there's debate over the war going on in this country. And depending on what news media you listen to and what source, a lot of those guys just want to do their job, keep their friends and themselves alive, and then they want to come home. And this administration's waving the American flag and trotting out the argument about patriotism blew back in their face. Example, the James, the John Murtha incident. John or Jack, whatever you know care to call him. The John Murtha incident, in which they tried that business with Scott McClellan saying, oh, you know, now you can't understand Murtha being aligned with the Michael Moore contingent of the Democratic Party. And it didn't work. Because Murtha has the cred. He's got the bona fides. He's been in battle. He's one of the biggest supporters of the Pentagon. He's talking to those generals. And those generals are telling him what they're scared to tell the President of the United States, that our current course in Iraq is not working, and there are people in the Pentagon who believe that the war is unwinnable in its current circumstances. And I'll tell you something else. All right, let's assume George W. Bush is right, and let's assume that he does work out this strategy for victory, and let's assume that he declares victory because he knows that, and maybe this is too cynical, but he knows that the midterm elections are coming up, so he starts drawing down troops in 06, hoping to help his party, hoping to help people like Marilyn Musgrave. Hoping to help people like Tom Tancredo, hoping to help other Republicans across the country that are running for office. So he starts doing it then, and he declares, you know, that that's victory. But here's something that isn't discussed. Here's something that's never talked about. Here's something that we have no discussion about at all, basically. And I fault the Democratic Party for this, because the Democratic Party, in a lot of ways, doesn't bring this up. I mean, you don't hear anybody who's high profile in the Democratic Party bringing this up. How much time has it cost us? And more importantly, how many bodies has it cost us? Because this Pentagon, under Donald Rumsfeld, and I'm sure the people in the Pentagon were only doing what they were told, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Douglas Fife, Paul Wolfowitz, Scooter Libby, Stephen Hadley, and the list goes on of people, they did not properly plan for this war. And so, when we had the looting, Donald Rumsfeld stands up there like one of the Three Stooges. Oh, looting happens. We have the missing money in Iraq, which we have never found, the gross corruption that has gone on there. And the quote-unquote destruction of the Ba'athist Army, in which we let all the generals and all those people go, so that the armed services there, the Iraqi army, has no command and control capabilities at all. They have to rely on us for that. And nobody's bringing this up about the administration. Nobody's saying a word about this. And it ought to be brought up. It ought to be reminded. It ought to be shoved in the president and the neocons' faces. And we got to say to them, you know what, if you're going to plan to do something, you plan to do it right. Sending the troops over there without body armor, that's another one that's never brought up, hardly ever brought up. And we ought to be talking about it from now until doomsday. Because they have mismanaged this war. And I fault the Democratic Party for this. I mean, they do not hold this administration accountable. Democrats, for the most part, do not get up and do not cite these incidents and do not talk about how this war has been mismanaged. But you know what? We got to give George W. Bush a pass because, after all, he's on a mission from God. 6:43, 17 minutes before 7 o'clock. We go national with Jerry Springer. Only going to sit in for Springer another couple of days, and then we'll be back to the local routine. If you want to call in about this, and I realize it's early in the morning, and, you know, we do have the signal problem, too. A lot of people can barely hear us, and that doesn't change until after the sun comes up. 303-713-7600, so if you're sitting there with your cup of coffee or your bacon and eggs or your croissant or whatever it is you're eating. Oh, no, don't eat croissants because the French are bad. Remember all that we had to go through? You know what? If you want to comment, please do. You know, or eat a bagel, a schmear. But I got plenty to say, so... I appreciate you being here this morning on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Responsible.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Because you know what? Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained with the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Visex. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. And if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icon.com or call them for a consultation today. Call them today for a consultation at 720-524-1001. You really like these people. They're good people. 720-524-1001. I'm eating Bojo's Pizza. Well, no, not really, but I wish I was. Can you eat pizza this time of the morning? I used to like to eat cold pizza. Hey, did you know that Bojo's Pizza was recently awarded the insider spot, top insider spot, in the U.S. by Travelocity, and is consistently named by Westward Reader's Choice year after year? Bojo's is proud to announce their newest promotion. Dig this, the sampler. You and your family and friends can come in Monday through Wednesday to Bojo's and sample up to six of their legendary award-winning specialty pizzas. Try the incredible Dude Ranch, the mouth-watering Little Italy. Get a taste of the Great Northwest with the Yukon. Visit the Hawaiian Islands with the Spice Plantation, which I love. And get a taste of Mexico with the Bo Taco. Or spice up your holidays with the Firecracker Chicken. Am I making you hungry? Sample one or all, because you'll love them all. Bojo's has over 30 different specialty pizzas on their menu. Come in during the sampler and try a variety of Bojo's legendary pizzas. You can get the sampler for only $7.99. This includes all the pizza, soup, and salad you can eat for only $7.99. Don't forget the kids, because kids under three, kids three and under, eat free. And 4 to 10 years of age, only $2.99. Now, this offer's good through the holidays. Bojo's in Highlands Ranch, C470 University, is where they're located, in Denver, Colorado Boulevard in Yale, Arvada 78 in Wadsworth, and in Fort Collins in the Old Town and College Mountain, or go online at www.bojos.com.
Mark Major.
I already talked to John about it. I can't talk to you about it over the air.
Why not? What's the problem?
I couldn't get through. Four times I got through to the operator, and she turned me down four times. Two on my cell phone and two on my...
But she said you couldn't talk, or did she say the lines were full?
No, she said... twice she said, okay, you can... she said, okay, hold on. And then the phone would go dead. And then I called yesterday and made up a different name from a different place. I said, I'm Charles from Boulder. And she said... And she didn't recognize me, right? And she goes, okay, hold on. So I hold on for about 2 or 3 minutes. And then she comes back and she goes, oh, thanks for your call, Charles, and hangs up on me.
Well, you know what ends up, let me tell you what ends up happening, and for other people who have tried and have gotten on the list, and when I get the list, I do see local calls, and I do remember seeing your call, Charles and Boulder, but you were down farther down the list, and I guess she's so busy with all the lines going in there that she doesn't have time to explain any of that stuff to you. But what ends up happening is I end up getting up against the clock and can't take the calls, and I got to go into the break because the thing is, it runs across the country, and if I don't make the break on time, what ends up happening is I screw up everything all across the country, so I'm under pressure to get into those breaks, just like when I fill in for Ed Schultz. And so what ends up happening is I don't a lot of times get to those calls. And then what ends up happening is either we change topics or people, and I'm not saying you're one of them, but people, don't want to hold on. Now, as far as the phones dropping off, and I'm giving you a little bit of inside baseball here, not yesterday, but the day before, they on their end was having phone trouble. So the phones were erratic. And they had to call the program originates, so people get a sense of what's going on here. The program originates out of Cincinnati. So what ends up happening is they connect up to me.
Oh,
And it goes from here to Cincinnati and then goes back out over the network. And then John Turk picks it up and runs it here on AM 760. And we were having phone trouble. So I was stuck on this national show. And it wasn't the fault of the people that were there. But they ended up calling the phone company and we got it straightened out. So now you shouldn't have any problems.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Well, I just thought...
Yeah, you so all you got to do is you just got to so call them up and tell them you're sorry.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you got angry, that you understand what the situation is, and that you'll patiently wait in line. And then you know what? There are 12 lines going in there, so if you're at the bottom of the list, you just got to hang on and wait.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I go as fast as I possibly can, but I want to give everybody a say.
Well, I know it's not your fault. See, Monday was the most interesting time because, like I say, I got through four times and I got cut off four times, and I thought, what the heck? Is this are they screening their calls?
No. Let me ask John Turk a second. He can answer that. John, was Monday the day that the thing dropped out during a break for like 3 minutes? Was Monday the day we had that problem?
Monday was that day, yes, sir.
Yeah, that was the phone problem day, so that's what happened there. All right, now, Paul, make your comment about Bush, but make it quick because I got other people who want to get on.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, it's just despicable that Bush keeps, Bush and his whole group of people, they keep doing the... They're out of the medieval age, these people, you know? And honestly, the only good thing about it is that they're just going to hang themselves. There are too many progressives out there that are saying enough is enough with all this business of anti-gayism and, you know, he doesn't know what to do about the immigration policy. He's fumbling with that. And the whole Iraq thing, you know... He's a war person, and nowadays there's more, you know, people for peace than people for that want to end the Iraq war. So he's just hanging himself continually, and I hope he keeps saying the comments he says because they're just outrageous.
Well,
you know?
Let's see if he's able to persuade the people when he gives his speech in Annapolis, and we'll carry the speech. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks for your patience.
Yeah, take care.
All right, let's go to Tony in Aurora. Tony, good morning. You're on AM 760.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good. Just a quick comment about the Ed Schultz thing. I don't know if maybe I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but this kind of strikes me as a violation of federal election law. There's elections going on, and it sounds like there's a three-hour commercial on Armed Forces Radio for one party, and we're missing time on another party.
Yeah, I never really considered it from that standpoint, but you're right, because the troops overseas, of course, all of them have a right to vote, and they do vote. And you're right, it's like a three-hour Rush Limbaugh propaganda broadcast, and there is no opposing viewpoint. And Armed Forces Radio ought to be ashamed that's the way they've conducted it, and they not only conducted it recently, Tony, this has been going on for years.
They also broadcast in the continental United States. I mean, isn't there a way we can... you know, file a complaint with the Federal Election Commission?
You know, I don't know if that'll work. I think the thing to do is to contact your local representative, contact both our senators, and then, you know what else? Go and see if Armed Forces Radio or the Defense Department, or the Pentagon, rather, has an email address, and copy it to them. That would be my suggestion. I don't think the Federal Election Commission... Well, you know, you might be able to go to them, maybe not now, but you might be able to go to them if nothing has changed in 06 in the midterm elections.
Well, there's an election going on right now in California.
Yeah, but it's not the big one. The big one is in 06. So, I mean, but the first place as I always go is my congressman, and I'm very lucky because my congressman is Udall. Then I go to both our senators, and then if it's a federal agency... a lot of times I'll copy the email to them, too. And I've gotten response back. You know, I don't know if they take it sincerely, but, you know, it doesn't... Look, you know what the right wing does? Let me tell you what the neocons do. They put continuing pressure on media outlets, and they put continuous pressure on government agencies, and they do it to the point of haranguing them. And it's about time all of us stood up and started doing the same thing.
Well, that's a little haranguing back, huh?
Well, I mean, why don't we make our voices heard? I mean, these people do it in an organized effort, and they do it all the time. And then you see that they get results because people get fired, people get get pushed out, or they get their agenda taken care of, while the rest of us sit here and scratch our heads and wonder why this goes on. We need to band together and start trying to influence these people.
Well, not a bad idea.
Well, it's the only idea I can think of at this early in the morning. email me back. Email me later on in the day, and I might be able to come up with something else.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, man.
You too, Jay. Take care.
All right. What do we got? About 2 minutes here? Maybe a minute and a half? Yeah, let me just say that I'm sitting in for Jerry Springer until Friday, so we're going to go do the Springer show now. We're going to carry Bush's speech from Annapolis, or as much of it as we can squeeze in. And the big topic this morning is Iraq. I mean, that's the big topic, because Bush is going to try to resell this thing. And I've got some information that somebody sent me about a reality check in Iraq, and I'll be reading some of that after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now, if you want to try to get me on the Springer Show, you want to write down this number, 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-34-JERRY, or 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. Those are the numbers to get me on the Jerry Springer Show. And like I said, Friday's the last day of that. Then next week we'll be back to the regular drill. Then the week after that, or the week that it's December the 19th, then we'll be sitting in for Jerry again. So we'll continue here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll continue after 7 o'clock, so stick around here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And I appreciate you being here on the program this morning. Really do.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now. now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Want a substantial withdrawal of troops.
A newly released White House document predicts victory in Iraq will come in stages. It does not say how long that will take. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapany.
An hour from now, the Supreme Court will hear its first abortion case in 5 years. It's about a law that requires girls under 18 to tell their parents before having an abortion.
Abortion rights advocates worry the High Court will roll back rights. Defending New Hampshire's parental notification requirement, Attorney General Kelly Ayotte argues
it really is not a law that is designed to impede a woman's right to choose.
The law provides a specific exception for life-threatening circumstances. The court must decide if an exception also is required to protect a woman's health. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Concord, New Hampshire.
Outgoing Virginia Governor Mark Warner has commuted the death sentence of a man convicted of murder because DNA evidence that could have helped Robin Lovett on appeal was destroyed. Warner says no one should be put to death if there's any question of fairness.
It is the most solemn responsibility a governor, I believe, a governor has in our Commonwealth.
Warner's decision means Lovett will serve a life sentence with no chance of parole. A revolutionary technique that could help the paralyzed will be put to the test. CBS's Dan Revive is on the Health Watch.
A university hospital in London will try to repair broken nerves, hoping that people with severe spinal cord injuries can regain some mobility. The British newspaper The Guardian says the possible breakthrough is the use of cells from the inside lining of the nose, because those cells constantly regenerate. Surgeons plan to test a way of implanting cells in 10 patients injured in motorcycle accidents, hoping broken sections of the nervous system can be reconnected. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
The late Gregory Peck has something in common with Kirk Douglas, Gene Autry, and James Stewart. All four have had their stars stolen from the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You want to tell us what really happened?
And the star disappeared before Thanksgiving.
And if you ain't gonna do nothing about it, then you're just a bunch of lousy, yellow, stinking cowards.
Police say they're on the case. Wrestling legend Ric Flair is out on bond after he was charged with assault in a road rage case. Police in Charlotte say Flair bruised the other driver and kicked a dent in his Toyota. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
This is the fifth house I've sold this month. Who'd have thought?
2 years ago, this neighborhood was all potential. Now, this real estate agent is selling the city's fastest-growing community with help from Network Solutions. Their website design professionals helped her build a great new home online for her business.
My new website has, well, loads of charm and lots of original features.
So you'd call it a real must-see?
No, I'd call it one hot property.
Move your business to a better neighborhood. Visit NetworkSolutions.com and go farther.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay.
How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
269-8529. That's 866-269-8529. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Who could have predicted that America's voice of reason would turn out to be Jerry
Springer on the radio.
Springer on the radio.
Good morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour. You know, this thing is carried across the country, and I always say good morning because this program originates from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here as I sit in for Jerry Springer, and it is morning here. As a matter of fact, the sun here has only been up for somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 30 or 40 minutes. So if it's dark where you are, or it's nighttime where you are, which I don't think is possible, but you know, if somehow this is getting out, you know, to some because of atmospheric conditions to some weird continent or country, I'm sorry about that. Good morning, and I'm usually you know, so used to saying that. That I say it over and over again. I'm here for Jerry Springer until Friday. Thanks for all the great email yesterday, too. If you want to email me, it's am760.net, and then you can just go to the little site here. You know, a little thing for that, you know, where you can email me. You know, talk show hosts, and there's a lot of them out there. Two things happen to them. Number one, they'll make a statement, and they'll flat out lie or distort or twist the facts, or they'll make a mistake. So I want to get something out of the way because, you know, I'm one of these people, if I make a mistake, I'm going to tell you what it is. And I've been lectured about this from various program directors and general managers that I've worked for who say don't get on the radio and don't correct yourself and don't admit to this stuff and don't say I think, say I believe. But, you know, it's just not my personality. And yesterday I was talking about executions. And I thought that we had reached our 1,000th execution in this country since 30 years since the death penalty has been back and being enforced. And I said 1,000 yesterday and couldn't figure out, and for the life of me, I don't know why, I couldn't remember, that it was 1,000. I sat there and said, well, maybe it's 1,000 for a year, maybe it's 1,000 for 30 years, and I should have known better, and it was 1,000 for 30 years, but actually we never reached 1,000. A day before Robin Lovett was to become the 1,000th person executed since the Supreme Court allowed capital punishment to resume back in 1976, Virginia's governor spared the man's life. Lovett's sentence on Tuesday was commuted to life in prison without parole for stabbing a man to death with a pair of scissors during a 1988 pool hall robbery. And the reason was that some clerk destroyed some piece of evidence or some valuable evidence. So, you know, Governor Warner, who, by the way, has presidential aspirations, felt that he couldn't execute the guy. All right, let me throw that away, because that's the end of my apologies. And you know what? I'm not like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, who make statements and then don't take them back when they're wrong. And probably one of the best ones they made is Gene Schmidt, who was reading that letter from that guy, Bop, I hope I have his last name right, who you know, the whole cut-and-run thing, and Marines don't cut-and-run, and this guy was in the service, and blah, 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 and on and on and on. And then, of course, the guy claims he had no conversation with Gene Schmidt about this. But Limbaugh and Hannity both tried to make it as if this guy Bop was on the ground in Iraq, and he wasn't. He was in the Ohio legislature, I believe. And both Limbaugh and Hannity never corrected themselves. And O'Reilly falls into this category, too. They, you know, get stuff out of thin air and then act as if it's true, and then they just continue to keep going. And that's why yesterday when I had Jameson Fosier on for Media Matters for America, JMO and those people frequently call Limbaugh, Hannity, and O'Reilly on this by showing the facts. All right, the whole news thing this morning, the whole news cycle this morning, the White House dominates it, and it's about Iraq. And we're going to hear the president, we're going to carry the speech, we're going to hear the president talk in about, 45 minutes from now, if he's on time. And he's going to try to persuade you and I that the White House has a plan for victory, and they've released a 35-page document, which people who have had an early look at this document say that it's everything that Bush has been saying on the stump speech. It's just all linked together. Well, you know something? They're going to try to tell us, and Donald Rumsfeld was doing it yesterday, that, oh, the Iraqis are making progress, that this is, that we're moving forward, that we're on our way to achieving victory in Iraq. But here's a little bit of a reality check, for the president, who will speak, by the way, in Annapolis, Maryland today, and once again in front of a staged crowd who can't say anything to him, who can't raise their hand and go, wait a minute, I don't think this is true. And there'll be some people there who will believe what he says, but there'll be others who will not believe what he says, but they won't be in a position to be able to tell him anything. But here's a little, and somebody sent me this through email, and it's really good. Here's a little reality check about Iraq. Approximately 100 attacks per day, all-time high. Pentagon officials said that October there were about 100 attacks a day in Iraq, compared with 85 to 90 attacks a day in September. About half of all the attacks involved homemade bombs. That's the highest recorded level since the Iraq War began. By comparison, January, nationwide figures hovered around 50 to 70 attacks per day. And that comes from CNN and the Boston Globe and also the Brookings Institution. One of the deadliest attacks in Iraq occurred less than 10 days ago. Suicide bombers killed nearly 100 people on Friday in one of the deadliest days of the Iraqi insurgency, bringing houses down on sleeping families in Baghdad and shredding Shiite Muslim workers in two mosques in the eastern part of the country, just as the victims turned their faces up to preachers to hear the Friday sermons. Nationwide, the attacks were the deadliest since September the 14th, when at least 14 insurgents engaged in bombings and killed more than 160 people. And that's from the Washington Post. All right, how about this? If you got people sitting around and they don't have jobs, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, what's going to happen here if they're in a volatile situation? Well, they're going to join the insurgency because they're angry. And they're going to cause trouble. Now, do you think President Bush, do you think George W. Bush, do you think Donald Rumsfeld, who I mentioned yesterday, who ought to be fired for dropping the ball in the post-war planning, and who acted like one of the Three Stooges when the looting was going on? Wow, looting happens. But unemployment rates in Iraq are now 40%. You've got 40% of the people who do not have jobs. Why hasn't this administration concentrated on that? What's the problem there? 40% of the people sitting around. But the neocons are never going to explain this to you. They're never going to say word one about that. All we're going to hear from this president today is the same stump speech BS. Oops, I almost said the other word. And along with that, he's going to try to convince you and I that we're making progress. Iraqi oil production is below pre-war levels. Iraqi's oil production has fallen below pre-war levels to the lowest point in a decade, depriving the country's fledgling government of badly needed income and preventing the United States from achieving one of its main reconstruction goals. Iraq has a lot of oil, and in some cases they've got virgin oil fields. Now, we were told by this administration. What were we told about the oil that this administration told us? Well, you know what they told us? They told us that the oil would pay for this. That no problem, you and I are not going to have to shoulder this, that the oil would pay for it. Well, so far the oil hasn't paid for anything, basically, because the production levels are so damn low. How about the everyday life of the Iraqi people? How would you like to live under these conditions? Water, electricity, health networks are below pre-war levels. Stuart W. Bowen, Jr., Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, said the administration promises to use $18 billion Congress allocated to rebuild water, electricity, health, and oil networks to pre-war levels or better, and are running into the cold reality we are going to provide something less than that. So we haven't made their lives any better. As a matter of fact, we made it worse. And how would you like to live in that kind of a situation? How mad would you be? How angry would you be if you sat in that kind of situation where you didn't have water, you barely had electricity, that none of this stuff has been repaired? How angry would you be? I don't know about you, but I'd be angry. Because that's not the kind of quality of life I want. You know, and you factor this in with all of the ethnic problems, all the tensions between the Sunnis and the Shia and the Kurds. I mean, the place is a cement mixer of violence. As of November 28, 2005, at least 2,107 U.S. troops had died in Iraq, and over 15,000 were wounded. And, you know, Seymour Hersh yesterday, I saw him last night on Chris Matthews, which I know, a lot of you don't like Chris, and I have this, ongoing love-hate relationship with him. I'd love to talk to him someday. But Seymour Hersh was on there, and Seymour Hersh said, and he's got an article in the New Yorker magazine that's out this week. I haven't gotten my copy. I subscribed to it, so it hasn't come yet. I haven't read it. But he was talking last night about how this president, George W. Bush, doesn't care how many body bags come back because he's determined to do what he wants to do. And that he feels like this is his God-given mission. Okay, we've got a guy in the White House who feels that this is his God-given mission. Now, I remember back, and I was saying this earlier this morning to the local audience, I remember back when Jimmy Carter said that he had that he professed faith in God, and the right wing used to get on these talk shows, and they used to say, oh, Carter doesn't have a foreign policy. Carter has God talking to him. Well, what's the difference with this guy, George W. Bush? I mean, it's incredible, and I wonder how many people voted for this guy and have no frickin' idea that he believes that he's being guided by God. I mean, what would you say if somebody came up to you and said, well, you know something, I'm guided by God. I make decisions in my life based on God. I mean, you know, it's fine to have faith. We talked about that yesterday. But don't other things come into play? And Seymour Hersh says that the generals are scared to talk to Bush and that he relies on a small group of people and that he doesn't want to hear any bad news. So he's basically living in a bubble. And you know what? I've got more information here. I mean, I'm not done. And I'm getting it all out now so that, when we hear this speech, we can keep all this stuff in mind. Because I don't think we're going to get the real truth from this administration. I don't think this administration knows how to tell the truth. And I don't think its supporters know how to face the truth. All right, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and I know what you're saying. Jay, take a Valium. Don't blow your pyloric valve out. But, it does. It angers me. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998. With affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you.
Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Hey Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
After the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation, and I hope he's enjoying himself. And this is Springer on the radio, and I know I'm wound up this morning. I really am. And I need to take a Valium, I guess, and slow down. But there is so much about the Iraq situation, and we'll carry the president's speech. It hurts me to say president. George W. Bush's speech, in which we're probably going to get the same old stump stuff we have always gotten. And I'm kind of like doing a reality check here. And I would love to sit down with Bush and say, hey, look, what about this stuff? But, of course, I'll never get a chance, and neither will you, because he'll be in Annapolis today, and he only talks to audiences that are, favorable. He was here in Denver yesterday raising money for Marilyn Musgrave, who is a homophobe congresswoman. And it was a $1,000 a plate dinner. And if you paid $5,000, you could have your picture taken with this guy. And, of course, once again, he's talking to an audience that is on his side. Now, there were protesters. The national media put the protesters at 100, but there were really 500 out there. They were banging on pots and pans and whistles and other things. And who knows if Bush saw them or not. The governor here of the state, Bill Owens, said that Bush did see them when he drove by, but that he basically ignored them because he was used to it. Yeah, really. Like when he was in Latin America? I bet you he was used to that, too. All right. Let me continue here a little bit with this. I beg your indulgence, but it's important to get these facts out. Almost 94% of all U.S. Fatalities have occurred since the mission accomplished. Do you remember that? Over 2,059 U.S. troop fatalities since that date. Do you remember when Bush did that? Now, see, that's another thing that never comes up. And I wonder, had I been running the Kerry campaign, and I'm not, I'm not Bob Shrum, and I'm not Donna Brazile or any of those people, I'm not Paul Begala, but had I been running that thing, I would have run the picture of Bush in that ridiculous flight suit on that aircraft carrier. I would have run that over and over and over again with a list of the fatalities underneath it. Insurgents in Iraq have kidnapped more than 22 foreigners, and now we have them turned around. The insurgents have turned around, or somebody's turned around, and kidnapped those peace workers, those Christian peace workers. How much have we spent on this war? Over $250 billion has been spent on the Iraq war, and it's probably higher than that now. That's your money, and that's my money. Reconstruction of Iraq has been spotty as the money runs out on the $30 billion American-financed reconstruction of Iraq. The officials in charge cannot say how many planned projects they will complete, and there is no clear source for the hundreds of millions of dollars a year needed to operate the projects that has been finished, according to a report to the U.S. Congress. that was released to U.S. Congress. So we don't know, even though those things, we finish them, we don't know where we get the money to operate any of them. Now, we get into the number of troops trained, and you know what? We're going to get into that today with the president, and I've mentioned this before. It is totally and completely unclear how many we have trained, who's capable of doing what. Generals come out with conflicting answers that conflict with the White House, with what Rumsfeld says. And so we don't get a full picture on this. Plus, we do know that the Iraqi armed forces and the police have been infiltrated by the insurgents. And Seymour Hersh in his article brings up this idea that they have, which is ridiculous. Which what they're going to do is they're going to withdraw troops and they're going to use the Air Force to give the Iraqi army and the police to give them cover with bombs. And who do you think that they want to do the sighting of these bombs? Like these, what do they call them, J-bombs, where you have to have like a beam, you have to have a beam on the ground? They're going to give it to the Iraqis. And I mentioned this yesterday. They're going to let the Iraqis do it. All right, so what's to keep like the Shiite Iraqis from bombing the Sunnis by calling in air power? What's to stop that abuse? Now, the number of troops trained, it has been for the past 2.5 years, it's been unclear exactly what the measuring stick that Bush and the administration is using, whether they present a full picture or not. February 2004, the number of Iraqi troops reportedly trained, 210,000. This is according to Donald Rumsfeld. But September 2004, the number of Iraqi troops reportedly trained, 95,000. The number of Iraqi troops reportedly trained now, 212,000. I mean, see, the number of all of this keeps changing. So how do we know what's going on here? I mean, how do we get a clear picture of what's going on? We don't. We don't know what's happening. So the only choice we have is to go on what Bush says. And believe me, there are people out there who are going to believe that. There are people out there who are going to believe whatever figures are given them. And we don't have a clear-cut picture of what the troops are and how many there are that are trained. Now, the latest thing that I heard was one battalion. But if you listen to the administration, different people give different figures. How soon are we going to get out of there? Well, Bush is determined to stay the course. And you know what? He'll tell us that we'll be able to leave as soon as the Iraqis take over. You've heard this before, that timetables are bad, that it sends a bad message to our enemies and our allies, which is absolute BS. And then on top of that, look at the situation. Article in the New York Times earlier this week, that Shiites are attacking Sunnis in military uniforms and then holding them and torturing them. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here, and the president's due to speak shortly. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-34-JERRY, or 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin here. Jerry Springer is on vacation. It's you and I, and I appreciate you hanging with me. This is Springer on the Radio.
Get to a phone? Go to SpringerOnTheRadio.com and email us your opinion.
Jerry. Springer on the Radio.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
The Monster Truck and Car Deals, that's at 63rd and Federal. See you this Saturday. Come out and join me.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just happened upon your show for the first time.
And with choices come alternatives.
I love AM 760.
All the time, every morning, and then on the way home.
You get another opinion other than what we get with the right-wing propaganda machine.
The cure for conservative talk.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I'm with them every day.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'd like to thank Jay Marvin for sitting inside your radio while I'm on vacation. So give Jay a call at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
My fellow Americans, it has come to my attention that some of you have begun to question my honesty and my truthity. This hurts me deeply. In fact, it tortures me, which is against the Geneva Convention and makes you liable for prosecution. Please go back to believing me. I'm the most trustworthy guy in the Oval Office. Hey, look, there's a wolf. Well, damn. You just ain't buying it no more. No matter how hard I try, it like it used to do. Hey, I swear this is true. All this bull that I'm throwing makes my nose start to growing. Just like Pinocchio, I prized it, but now the truth has circumcised it. Do you believe the lies that I love, that I love, that I love, that I love? When my facts are wrong, won't you play along? I really did think you were dumb enough, but do you believe my lies anymore? Disgust, cause you used to trust my words, my wiles, my wife, and my war. Oh, Carl scripted every word, but now the blossom's off the turd. What would Jesus do? Hey, he should believe me too. But my stories are crumbling, cause my truth gets me fumbling. Now you found out I'm a hypocrite. It's put me in some deep shiznit. Shiznit. Snoop Dogg taught me that one. He's my buddy, really. Do you believe the lies that I love, that I love, that I love, that I love? I done lost my grip on my ship of state. I'm drowning in my own Watergate. Oh, do you believe the spew that I spun, that I spun, that I spun, that I spun? I don't feel your pain, but like Clinton Stain, now I'm a devil with the blue dress on. Oh, I'm gonna bring integrity back to the White House. My administration is not gonna tolerate wrongdoing. We're lowering the deficit trust. Veterans' benefits will never be reduced. We do not torture. I'm proud to be cleaning up the environment. Trust me, this tax break is for everybody. We'll be greeted as liberators, the most qualified. He's doing a heck of a job. Mission accomplished. I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. I did not agree. I did not have sex with that woman. Trust
me. Jerry Springer on the radio.
24 minutes before the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer's on vacation. President due to speak here in about 10 minutes. Matter of fact, he is on his way to Annapolis, Maryland right now. Let's see if we can squeeze in a phone call or two before he starts, and we will carry the speech. Let's go to Tony in Chicago. Tony, you're on.
Jay, I miss you with Eileen. I wish you was on to balance out your hysteria.
I don't want to go there and be yelled at every single morning.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, you two are good together. I miss you guys being on the air together. But anyway, Jay, my point is, you know, I've got family that served in the military. My father served this country, and, you know, right now within my church, that we had one veteran that came home, this young kid, he's 23, you know, and he's Maine. And he doesn't regret going over there to Iraq, and neither do any of the other servicemen in his wing. And I would dare you to walk in there and spew all this drivel that you're throwing out there. I don't doubt your sincerity and passion for what you believe in, Jay, but speaking in half-truth and not giving the whole story, that's not going to convince your audience that what you're saying is wholly right and true. So,
well, all I did basically was give facts. If you want to dispute those facts, then you can take them one by one. And
well,
let me finish, and I'll cite the sources, and then... You know what you can do is you can turn around and you can refute them. For instance, how many attacks are there per day in Iraq? Can you tell me?
I expect you to tell me exactly, Jay. What is
well,
it?
See, I mean, if you don't want to confront any of this stuff, I mean, look, I can call any radio station anytime, just like you can, and I've gone through this before, and I can have people say, well, you're telling the half-truth, you're not telling the whole truth. Nowhere did I say that any of these brave men and women who were over there, that any of them regretted going. They do their duty, they serve their country, and we should be thankful for that. But the facts that I gave you about the reconstruction, about what goes on in Iraq, about the strength of the Iraqi army. You know what? You're making charges, and you can't back them up.
I'm not disputing the fact that we're getting attacked every day in there. I'm not disputing the fact there's a 40% unemployment rate in there. But you're trying to draw some conclusions that just aren't right. Okay, you're trying to tell us that we need to get out of there because we're being attacked.
When did I say we need to get out of there?
What's the implication, Jay?
Well, you know what? The implication is not... Excuse me, Tony. The implication is not saying it. What we need to do is we need a phased withdrawal, and the other thing we need from this administration is honesty. That's exactly what we need. I never said get out. You're paying attention to right-wing talking points. Thank you for the call. I mean, this is the whole thing. We talked about it yesterday, that these neocons pull off, and all of their followers pull off, this whole thing about, oh, you're talking about cutting and running. Hey, I'm not Gene Schmidt. All right, this is Jay Marvin for Springer on the Radio.
Jerry Springer, I'm currently in Sandusky, Ohio, seeing how long I can stay on the Millennium Force. If you're in Cleveland or in the Sandusky area, be sure to stop by and root me on by chanting my name.
Call Jerry, 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the Radio.
Satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
On the radio. On AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Before the hour, let's join George W. Bush at Annapolis. Here is the president.
Each of you has volunteered to wear our nation's uniform in a time of war, knowing all the risks and dangers that accompany military service. Our citizens are grateful for your devotion of duty, and America is proud of the men and women at the U.S. Naval Academy.
I thank Admiral Rempe for his invitation to come and give this speech. I appreciate Admiral Mike Mullen. I'm traveling today with a man who's done a fine job as the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Navy aviator, Don Rumsfeld. Proud that the governor of the great state of Maryland, Bob Ehrlich, and his wife Kendall is with us. Thanks for being here, Governor. So appreciative that members of the United States Congress have joined us, starting with the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John Warner of the state of Virginia. Former Secretary of the United States Navy, I might add. Chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Congressman Pete Hoekstra. From the state of Arizona, Congressman John Shattuck. And from the state of Indiana, Congressman Mike Pence. I'm honored you all came. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the mayor of the city of Annapolis, Mayor Ellen Moyer, joining us. I want to thank all the state and local officials. I want to thank the faculty members here. Thank you all for letting me come by. Six months ago, I came here to address the graduating class of 2005. I spoke to them about the importance of their service in the first war of the 21st century, the global war on terror. I told the class of 2005 that 4 years at this academy had prepared them morally, mentally, and physically for the challenges ahead. And now they're meeting those challenges as officers of the United States Navy and Marine Corps. Some of your former classmates are training with Navy SEAL teams that will storm terrorist safe houses in lightning raids. Others are preparing to lead Marine rifle platoons that will hunt the enemy in the mountains of Afghanistan and the streets of Iraqi cities. Others are training as naval aviators who will fly combat missions over the skies of Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere. Still others are training as sailors and submariners who will deliver the combat power of the United States to the farthest regions of the world and deliver compassionate assistance to those suffering from natural disasters. Whatever their chosen mission, every graduate of the class of 2005 is bringing honor to the uniform and to helping us bring victory in the war on terror. In the years ahead, you'll join them in the fight. Your service is needed, because our nation is engaged in a war that is being fought on many fronts. From the streets of Western cities, the mountains of Afghanistan, the islands of Southeast Asia, and the Horn of Africa. This war is going to take many turns. And the enemy must be defeated on every battlefield. Yet the terrorists have made it clear that Iraq is the central front in their war against humanity. And so we must recognize Iraq as a central front in the war on terror. As we fight the enemy in Iraq, every man and woman who volunteers to defend our nation deserves an unwavering commitment to the mission and a clear strategy for victory. A clear strategy begins with a clear understanding of the enemy we face. The enemy in Iraq is a combination of rejectionists, Saddamists, and terrorists. The rejectionists are by far the largest group. These are ordinary Iraqis, mostly Sunni Arabs, who missed the privileged status they had under the regime of Saddam Hussein. And they reject an Iraq in which they're no longer the dominant group. Not all Sunnis fall into the rejectionist camp. Of those that do, most are not actively fighting us. Some give aid and comfort to the enemy. Many Sunnis boycotted the January elections. Yet as democracy takes hold in Iraq, they are recognizing that opting out of the democratic process has hurt their interests. And today, those who advocate violent opposition are being increasingly isolated by Sunnis who choose peaceful participation in the democratic process. Sunnis voted in the recent constitutional referendum in large numbers. And Sunni coalitions have formed to compete in next month's elections, or this month's elections. We believe that over time, most rejectionists will be persuaded to support a democratic Iraq led by a federal government that is a strong enough government to protect minority rights. The second group that makes up the enemy in Iraq is smaller but more determined. It contains former regime loyalists who held positions of power under Saddam Hussein. People who still harbor dreams of returning to power. These hardcore Saddamists are trying to foment anti-democratic sentiment amongst the larger Sunni community. They lack popular support and therefore cannot stop Iraq's democratic progress.
All right, we're going to take a little time out here for a break, and then we'll pick Bush's speech up on the other side. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer. I'm in Aspen, Colorado, learning how to snow ski. I've only fallen a few times. Once I rolled about halfway down the slope, and Stephanie, it's not funny.
Hello, Jerry. Call 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779, and you'll be on Springer
on the radio.
Jay, in for Jerry Springer. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. CU Hoops on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Buffaloes, under new head coach Kathy McConnell Miller, battled the Colorado State Rams in women's hoops.
Now you can restore collagen with Hydroderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydroderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydroderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydroderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know, some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes,
paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
A free society with inclusive democratic institutions that will protect the interests of all Iraqis. We're working with the Iraqis to help them engage those who can be persuaded to join the new Iraq and to marginalize those who never will. On the security side, coalition and Iraqi security forces are on the offensive against the enemy, cleaning out areas controlled by the terrorists and Saddam loyalists, leaving Iraqi forces to hold territory taken from the enemy, and following up with targeted reconstruction to help Iraqis rebuild their lives. As we fight the terrorists, we're working to build capable and effective Iraqi security forces so they can take the lead in the fight and eventually take responsibility for the safety and security of their citizens without major foreign assistance. And on the economic side, we're helping the Iraqis rebuild their infrastructure, reform their economy, and build the prosperity that will give all Iraqis a stake in a free and peaceful Iraq. In doing all this, we've involved the United Nations, other international organizations, our coalition partners, and supportive regional states in helping Iraqis build their future. In the days ahead, I'll be discussing the various pillars of our strategy in Iraq. Today, I want to speak in depth about one aspect of this strategy that will be critical to the victory in Iraq, and that's the training of Iraqi security forces. To defeat the terrorists and marginalize the Saddamists and rejectionists, Iraqis need strong military and police forces. Iraqi troops bring knowledge and capabilities to the fight that coalition forces cannot. Iraqis know their people. They know their language and they know their culture. And they know who the terrorists are. Iraqi forces are earning the trust of their countrymen who are willing to help them in the fight against the enemy. As the Iraqi forces grow in number, they're helping to keep a better hold on the cities taken from the enemy. And as Iraqi forces grow more capable, they are increasingly taking the lead in the fight against the terrorists. Our goal is to train enough Iraqi forces so they can
stations down the line. We used to stay in the old network radio days. And then we'll pick it up again on the other side and bring you more of the president's speech from Annapolis, Maryland. And we've got a whole host of experts on afterwards to talk about it. Plus, we'll go to the best experts, which is you. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation. This is Springer on the radio.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
What's your idea of good news? How about
been one on a timetable? The 35-page report defines the enemy as rejectionists, Saddamists, and Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists. Raising hopes for a troop reduction, the administration expects but won't guarantee a change in force strength in the coming year. It predicts victory will evolve in stages, but stops short of saying how long that will take.
The Los Angeles Times says the military has been paying Iraqi newspapers to run pro-American propaganda stories written by American troops. groups. Bob Steele teaches media ethics at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg.
It's unseemly at best and highly questionable ethically for the U.S. government to be taking the money to plant these stories in the Iraqi press.
In Washington, the new John Roberts Supreme Court is hearing its first abortion case at this hour. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us it's about a New Hampshire law that says underage girls have to tell their parents before they end a pregnancy.
This case is being very closely watched for a number of reasons. Abortion rights advocates worry the justices will roll back rights granted by the court in the Roe versus Wade ruling. A number of states have a stake in the outcome. 34 now require some sort of parental involvement in minors' abortions.
A convicted killer who is supposed to die today will live. Virginia Governor Mark Warner commuted Robin Lovett's sentence to life in prison because a court clerk destroyed physical evidence that could have helped Lovett's appeals. Richard Dieter is with a group that opposes capital punishment.
I certainly applaud his actions. I think it's appropriate. This is a case where the state itself was at fault in destroying evidence that might have thrown new light on the case.
The most destructive hurricane season on record officially ends today, but there's no end to the suffering along the Gulf Coast.
I'm Peter King in Pensacola. Thousands of Katrina evacuees have been staying in the Florida Panhandle, trying to move on. Beverly Gavin of St. Bernard Parish just wants some certainty.
Where are we going to be? Then I can find a job.
65-year-old John Massey has leukemia and says his doctors told him not to go back to St. Bernard.
Because of the pollution, contamination.
He says FEMA gave him a trailer, then took it back because he wasn't going back to Louisiana. At least he's got family here. Others may have to move hundreds of miles from their former homes just to find new ones.
Across the plains, power is still out 3 days after the season's first big snowstorm. South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds.
There are perhaps as many as 100-plus towns and small communities that are without power within our state.
Early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 10 points, NASDAQ is up 2. This is CBS News.
Oh, 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 Overstock.com!
Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com! The perfect place for PDAs like Casio and Pong. Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com! The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom. No fighting the crowd. Stay cozy at your house. Easy way to shop. Just point and click your mouse. Oh, oh, oh. Many things to choose. Like movies, TV, shoes. Sporting, betting, jewelry too. All things you can use.
Oh, 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 Santa's a little behind this year. I'm going online to Overstock.com. Shipping for just $2.95.
Oh, 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 the big, big oh.
If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today, 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer on the radio.
Marvin.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Marvin's vacationing, Jerry Springer on the radio. Let's go back and pick up more of the president's speech at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland.
When the training effort began, nearly all the trainers came from coalition countries. Today, the vast majority of Iraqi police and army recruits are being taught by Iraqi instructors. By training the trainers, we're helping Iraqis create an institutional capability that will allow the Iraqi forces to continue to develop and grow long after coalition forces have left Iraq. As the training has improved, so has the quality of the recruits being trained. Even though the terrorists are targeting Iraqi police and army recruits, there is no shortage of Iraqis who are willing to risk their lives to secure the future of a free Iraq. The efforts to include more Sunnis in the future of Iraq were given a significant boost earlier this year. More than 60 influential Sunni clerics issued a fatwa calling on young Sunnis to join the Iraqi security forces. Quote, for the sake of preserving the souls, property, and honor of the Iraqi people. These religious leaders are helping to make the Iraqi security forces a truly national institution, one that is able to serve, protect, and defend all the Iraqi people. Some critics dismiss this progress and point to the fact that only one Iraqi battalion has achieved complete independence from the coalition. To achieve complete independence, an Iraqi battalion must do more than fight the enemy on its own. It must also have the ability to provide its own support elements, including logistics, airlift, intelligence, and command and control through their ministries. Not every Iraqi unit has to meet this level of capability in order for the Iraqi security forces to take the lead in the fight against the enemy. As a matter of fact, there are some battalions from NATO militaries that would not be able to meet this standard. The facts are that Iraqi units are growing more independent and more capable. They are defending their new democracy with courage and determination. They are in the fight today. And they will be in the fight for freedom tomorrow. helping Iraqis build the institutions they need to support their own forces. For example, a national depot has been established north of Baghdad that is responsible for supplying the logistical needs of the 10 divisions of the Iraqi army. Regional support units and base support units have been created across the country with the mission of supplying their own warfighters. Iraqis now have a small air force that recently conducted its first combat airlift operations, bringing Iraqi troops to the front in Tal Afar. The new Iraqi Navy is now helping to protect the vital ports of Basra and Umm Qasr. An Iraqi military intelligence school has been established to produce skilled Iraqi intelligence analysts and collectors. By taking all these steps, we're helping the Iraqi security forces become self-supporting so they can take the fight to the enemy and so they can sustain themselves in the fight. Over the past 2.5 years, we've faced some setbacks in standing up a capable Iraqi security force, and their performance is still uneven in some areas. Yet many of those forces have made real gains over the past year, and Iraqi soldiers take pride in their progress. An Iraqi first lieutenant named Shokut describes a transformation of his unit this way. I really think we've turned the corner here. At first, the whole country didn't take us seriously. Now things are different. Our guys are hungry to demonstrate their skill and to show the world. Our troops in Iraq see the gains that Iraqis are making. Lieutenant Colonel Todd Wood of Richmond Hill, Georgia.
All right, there's some of the president's speech in Annapolis, Maryland, his strategy, quote-unquote, for victory. We'll take your calls about this. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. It's a stay the course speech, basically, with him doing his best, I guess, to prove to us that the Iraqis, that we're making progress there in Iraq, and that the Iraqis are becoming capable, although he doesn't want to set a timetable, that they're becoming capable of handling this on their own. But, you know, here's a couple of questions that are worth asking. You know what? In the light of contradictory statements that this administration has made on the Iraqi security forces, is the information that Bush is giving us about troop readiness, do you think it's credible? I mean, do you believe what he's saying? Basically. I mean, basically, that's what I'm asking. Do you believe what he's saying? Because, you know, as I said earlier, Donald Rumsfeld says one thing, the generals say another, the president says another. So, who's correct and who's giving the right information? How many U.S.-trained Iraqi security forces operate under the command of militia leaders as opposed to the Iraqi government? You know, there are militias running around like crazy in that country. And George W. Bush is not talking about the militias, not talking about it at all. And how about this? Is it true the United States has been reluctant to provide advanced equipment and arms to Iraqi security forces because the U.S. military fears that the hardware will fall into possession of Iraqi insurgents and be sold in the black market? Now, you heard George W. Bush talk about how they need this support, and they need logistics, and they need equipment. But is it true that we just don't want to give it to them because we're scared it's going to be sold and that we'll fall into the wrong hands? Now, if the campaign against Iraq's insurgency is achieving success, why has the size of the Iraq insurgency remained the same despite months of military operations aimed at killing and capturing insurgents? The insurgency doesn't seem to be going away. And here's the final thing that we should ask this administration. We really should. What happened to the billions of missing dollars in reconstruction funds? And what mechanisms is the Bush administration putting in place to account for those missing funds? You know, we hear nothing about the missing funds, and, you know, that's our money that we have given the Iraqis and private contractors. Who knows what the hell happened to it? You know, did Halliburton make off with it? Did Kellogg Brown and Root make off with it? Who got the money? Where'd it go? There's no accounting for this. Now, prior to what the caller Tony said previously in the last hour, because I was rattling off all those facts about what's going on in Iraq. That, well, you know, that's a dribble, and then he had to cut to the idea that I'm talking about that we should get out immediately. I've toyed with that idea. I've thought about it. But you know something? I think that the idea laid down by John Murtha is probably the best plan. And some of the other Democratic plans are not too bad either, Kerry's and the others, which is to get out in a phased withdrawal and let the Iraqis know that, you know what? It's time to cut bait. It's time to, you know, get off your half moons and get going here. That you're going to have to take up the responsibility for defending your country and defending your government. And George W. Bush is talking about how artificial timetables are set by politicians in Washington and are not set by the military. And he was saying yesterday that, well, you know, you don't want me to make decisions. You want the military to make decisions. But as I indicated from the Seymour Hersh article, you know what? This guy doesn't listen to the military. He's on a mission from God to make, quote-unquote, democracy happen in Iraq. And, you know, one of the things he's doing in his speech is he's quoting Senator Joseph Lieberman, who, in my opinion, you ought to get out of the Democratic Party and really ought to become a Republican, because that's what he is. He's Republican-lite. All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got the Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, Susan Turnbull. We had hoped to have Howard Dean, but he's tied up. So we're going to have her on, and she'll give her opinion about the president's speech. And basically, you'll get the Democratic response here on Springer on the radio. And we'll also take your calls. And I apologize for not getting more calls in, but it's a difficult morning, and we've got a lot going on here. And we thought we'd bring you part of the president's speech and let you hear what he had to say. You'll be able to read about it and see it tonight on TV as well. But based on what you know about this administration and based on what's gone on in the past, and basically, you know, what he's saying in this outline for victory, this plan for victory, is he's giving us the same thing that he always gives us when he's on the stump. I mean, he pulled the same thing when it came to Social Security. He would go around to city to city with these phony town hall meetings, and then what he'd end up doing is tell us the same thing over and over again. It was always the same talking points. I do notice that some of the people in the audience, some of the Navy people in the audience at Annapolis, some of them are not clapping, but the majority of them are. But, of course, what do you expect them to do? And, you know, I mean, you listen to Armed Forces Radio, you're only going to get one side of the argument. Even though they are long overdue to put the Ed Schultz program on there. All right, we got Susan Turnbull coming up. We'll try to squeeze in some of your calls. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thanks for putting up with me. This is Springer on the radio.
I'd like to thank J. Marvin for sitting inside your radio while I'm on vacation. So give Jay a call at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779. 3779.
Commence styling sequence.
1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
Tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Nice to have you along here. All right, let's go to some phones. And we'll start out with Tom in Minneapolis. Tom, you're on.
Hey, Jay. Hey, I just wanted to emphasize an important fact that patriotic liberals don't highlight enough. And first, I want to say I'm a four-year Army veteran. My brother was in the Army. We're both liberals. My uncle served in Vietnam. He's liberal. My other brother, stepbrother, in the Navy, he's liberal. Most Democrats in Congress wore the uniform, served in the military. Look at the Chicken Hawk Republicans who talk a good game. Dennis Hastert avoided the draft, didn't serve. Former House Majority Leader Dick Armey avoided the draft, didn't serve. Tom DeLay didn't serve. You can go on and on. Bill Frist didn't serve. All these clowns, they talk a good game, but they're basically Chicken Hawk cowards. We liberals should mention and highlight all the Democrats who serve and seen war and hate war.
Just yeah, like you know what? I think you're absolutely right. Look at Dick Cheney, 5 deferments.
That's right.
And where was George W. Bush during Vietnam? We still don't have an answer for that.
Exactly. Just you can go on the Internet, look it up on the list, and who served and who didn't. It's the Chicken Hawk Republicans who love to send everybody else's kids to war, but they won't serve.
Yeah, I've often wondered why the Bush twins aren't in the service.
That's right. You had that clown that called before mentioning how his relative was maimed, and he'll go back to Iraq. Well, he ain't there. The guy that called in, he's not putting on the uniform. Just look at all the Democrats. You guys in the liberal talk radio should mention more the Democrats who wear the uniform and who serve.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're bringing up a good point, and when we don't do it enough, and we have allowed the right wing in this country to hijack the idea that they support the military and we don't. And, you know, I'd like to ask people like Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, how many liberals died during World War II? How many of them died during Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. You brought up World War II. It was the greatest president in the 20th century, Franklin Roosevelt, a liberal Democrat, who beat right-wing fascism, who the Republicans back then did not support World War II. You can, you know, it goes on and on. I mean, they're just hypocrites.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Tom, it's so good to hear your voice. Thank you. All right, let's go to Eric in Queens. Eric, hi, you're on.
Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Eric, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. I just feel that everything that this president is motivated by, like his whole strategy, is more like a self-saving strategy than really to get us out of the mess that he totally created. And I think it's ridiculous if any people still fall for that, like, because I think he's more interested in his corporate interests for him and his cronies than really doing the right thing. And that's my feeling about it.
Well, you know, he's got this, if you read that Seymour Hersh article, I mean, he's got this idea that he's at the right place at the right time and that God has picked him to carry out this, you know, this noble mission, and it's scary. It's scary. And if you think about it, I like to bring this up all the time. All right, let's say that none of the intelligence, okay, was cherry picked, and let's say that Iraq was an imminent threat, and let's live in Bush's dream world that we needed to go in there. How does this guy explain to the American people about how bad we dropped the ball after his flight suit incident, and how we never planned for any of these things to happen, and that we had no strategy? And suddenly he's trying to tell us that this plan for victory, that they've been working on this since 2003. You know, I just don't believe the guy.
It's just that everything he's told us as time has elapsed is just proven to be false. You know, and it seems like the regular media just spins it in such a way to try and save this guy. And yet, even with the corporate media seemingly standing behind him on every single point, he's doing such a bungling job that his approval rates are just completely low. I mean, people are kind of seeing through what he's doing to the environment and what his whole agenda is, really, just to kind of pillage for the buck, you know what I mean?
Yep,
where
I
there's
agree.
A buck to be made. And that's
I
how
agree,
I
Eric. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. And here's a story I didn't bring up, because I really didn't have time. This comes from, and excuse my pronunciation. I mean, I didn't even make it into Spanish when I was a kid in California. But the agency, French Press Agency, listen to this story. And this ties right in with Bush's speech. Check this out. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today dismissed allegations of Iraqi security forces' abuses as unverified comments and not a sign that the U.S. trained forces is unprepared to take over security. Mr. Rumsfeld's comments followed reports of kidnappings and execution-style killings of Sunnis, allegedly by men in Iraqi police uniforms and vehicles. The New York Times said the mounting evidence suggests that Iraqi security forces are carrying out executions in the predominantly Sunni neighborhoods, and Sunnis are convinced that the Shiite-led government is waging a campaign of terror against them. And Rumsfeld dismisses this. You know, I mean, these people are living in some kind of fantasy world. They really are. How can you dismiss that stuff? You know, the better answer would be, okay, if that's going on, we'll get to the bottom of it, we'll investigate it, and we'll correct the problem. But instead, they act as if it didn't happen. They act as if nothing, you know, none of this stuff is going on. Now we're stuck. Now we're stuck in a situation that we can't get out of, that this administration has no plan to get out of, other than to make the kind of assertion, other than to say, well, the Iraqis are doing better, and when they're ready, we'll leave. And Bush proclaiming that Iraq will be a strong, free ally, and that victory is the only way to honor our fallen comrades. I mean, come on. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Susan Turnbull, who is DNC vice chair, and we'll ask for her reaction to George W. Bush's speech, and Bush just concluding his speech now in Annapolis, Maryland. And you know what? I'll ask you. We'll take more phone calls. Were you sold by what you heard, or do you feel as I do, that it's just the same old stump speech? It's the same old story over and over and over again. And there are no facts, basically, to back up what this guy is saying, that what we're being told. And are we being sold a bill of goods? J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thanks for putting up with me. This is Springer on the radio.
At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
The ultraviolet rays the sun sends to Earth every single day. This is the retina in your eyes being damaged by those high-energy rays. This is UV-rated sunglasses protecting your eyes from those rays. And this is how absolutely cool you look in those sunglasses.
And this is a message about safety from the American Optometric Association.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And now, Springer on the Radio presents another Croc News Classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past. a Croc News classic.
I'm Gerald Fearmon, Croc News. It's August 9th, 1973, and here's what's happening. Vice President Spiro Agnew, who was indicted yesterday for bribery and extortion, says it's all a damned lie. President Nixon, despite his own troubles in the Watergate scandal, came to Agnew's defense, saying, if Spiro is convicted, I myself will resign exactly 1 year from today. Let's see if that happens. In the Watergate scandal, President Nixon refuses to hand over the recently revealed tapes of his Oval Office conversations. It's not that there's anything incriminating on them, he says. It's just that they are for history to hear. Besides, Nixon says, he needs a little more time to figure out how to use that erase button. As of this week, American troops are now completely out of Vietnam. It's finally over, and America will never again commit troops to a war we can't win in a country that doesn't want us, using reasons that turn out to be bogus. That sentiment was echoed by America's ambassador to the UN, George H.W. Bush. With so many scandals in the news, young people are hungry for someone to look up to. But here in 1973, it's hard to find a real hero. It's encouraging, then, that today's young people say they want to be just like this year's most valuable player in the AFC, a real saint, the Buffalo Bills' O.J. Simpson. And that's the news for August 9th, 1973. I'm Gerald Fearmon, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry. Springer on the Radio.
25 minutes before the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And it's good to have you along here. Jerry on vacation. Hope he's having a great time. He'll be back on Monday. All right, the president has spoken in Annapolis, Maryland. Let's go to the phone, and we'll go to Susan Turnbull, who is the DNC vice chair. Susan, good to have you on the show.
Hi, good to be with you, Jay.
All right, you heard the president's speech. What's your take on it?
Well, again, we heard a lot more slogans and not much more strategy. I understand it was like something like a 35-page speech, and there's just more rhetoric. He keeps saying we have to stay the course, but we have to change the course because stay the course is a slogan and not a strategy. And he had an opportunity today to do, as Senator Warner and others suggested, and give a sort of like a fireside chat type speech. And instead it was just another, you know, report from the bunker surrounded by military. And basically, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot, Jay, in the last several weeks about this is that his sagging poll numbers and the vote of no confidence he received in Congress means that he has a real credibility problem. And he bunkered in, and instead of, you know, coming out and being more forthright with the American people.
What do you make of Joseph Lieberman, who I maintain should get out of the Democratic Party, saying in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that this can work in Iraq if Americans don't lose heart?
I think he's wrong, basically. I mean, I think that obviously everyone has the right to their own position and their own feelings on it, but I think that that the American people should have a role in deciding what the future is. And what we're doing as Democrats is sort of leading on Iraq. We proposed and passed a resolution that 2006 must be a year of transition in Iraq. And even today, when the president was speaking, he spoke about, you know, we have 1,000 people trained, but not everyone has to be trained the way they're trained. And I heard this, and I think basically I believe that the president was correct, and I have to give him that this isn't just a military discussion, this is a political discussion, and that there are things that are going right as far as political, but on the other hand, there's a lot of things that are still going wrong. No one is completely sure what the future lies politically for this group, for Iraq either.
Well,
I mean, I just think.
Yeah, you know what?
I said this the other day, and one of my sons didn't get it, but I really feel he's like the guy who cried wolf. And the guy who cried wolf, you know, basically between the manipulation of the security warnings, the manipulation of what our actual progress is, when he says something at this point, it's very hard for the American people to accept it.
Well, that follows up with the next question I was going to ask you. At 21 minutes before the hour, we have Susan Turnbull on, who is the DNC vice chair. You're there in the Beltway. Do you think this guy lives in a bubble?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we saw that loud and clear during the Katrina hurricane and the aftermath, basically. He doesn't watch television. He doesn't listen to the news on most occasions. And so where we find is that he is not, he is stuck in one gear, basically. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, a bipartisan majority of the U.S. Senate voted 79-19 of no confidence in this current policy in Iraq. One would think he would call in people to talk to you about it. One would think that you would make an effort to get more information out somewhere about this.
All right, one final question here because we're running out of time. Hillary Clinton is quoted by the Associated Press as saying that she supports her vote on the war, and at the same time she says the United States must finish what we started in Iraq. And as you know, the polls right now have her as being the front runner for the 2008 nomination. Once again, what do you make of that?
I actually thought that the statement that Hillary Clinton released was a very thoughtful one. It was a very comprehensive statement, actually, on the whole subject. And what she says, basically, is, look, I'm not going to say I would have voted differently. I'm not going to come out and say that. But what I am going to do is say that we have a lot to look at and that there's got to be, this is a complicated issue with a lot of features to it, and that the president did not do what he had promised to do, and he did not prosecute this war the way he had made assurances in the past. So it goes back to this no confidence issue that I think everyone agrees to.
All right, DNC Vice Chair Susan Turnbull, thanks for coming on the program. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up here. Then at 9:05, what am I saying here? At 5 minutes past the next hour, got caught there, didn't I? We'll have my buddy John Nichols on, the Washington correspondent from The Nation, and he's going to talk about this whole thing of Murtha versus Lieberman. And we'll take more of your calls coming up at 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin, in for the vacationing Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Coming up on 14 minutes before the hour, John Nichols. Right after the top of the hour, the Nation's Washington correspondent. But let's go to some phone calls. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, by the way, and Jerry will be back on Monday. Mike in New York City has been hanging on. Hi, Mike, you're on.
Hey, Jay. I am so confused about this.
Well, tell me why you're confused.
On one hand, we're fighting over there to keep from fighting them over here. And on the other hand, we're constantly hearing about terror plots being thwarted. Now, the both can't exist at the same time.
Well, you know, if you look at...
Can you still be under attack? Because you are under attack. Even if somebody's trying to hit you and you're blocking their punches, you're still under attack.
Yeah, that's very, very true. But if you look at it, one of the things that this president likes to say is that we are fighting a worldwide war on terror, yet terrorist attacks in other countries have gone up since we have gone into Iraq. You know, here we've been very, very lucky. And sometimes I think to myself, and I know this isn't right, but sometimes I think to myself, what happens if 9/11 was a freak situation? Well, because we've caught Richard Reed the shoe bomber. I mean, you know, we've caught all of these people. We've been able to stop them.
Well, that brings, see, now you're bringing up a whole nother can, because then you have to ask the question that no one asks about 9/11, which is, how did it happen?
Well, I think we know how it happened.
From the criminal standpoint.
Wait a minute, that's not what I'm talking about. There was a presidential daily brief called Bin Laden Determined to Attack. I may not have the title correct.
Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S.
Yeah, that's what it was, right? And this guy, this president, was on his ranch in Crawford clearing brush and doing whatever the heck he does there, mountain bike riding or whatever it is, and he didn't read the briefing. He was warned, and he didn't pay any attention. And then what had happened, he sat in that classroom. Why was he in that classroom after the first plane hit? Why did he go in there and start reading My Pet Goat?
Because he didn't know about Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S.
And why didn't he know about it?
Because he was clearing brush.
Yeah, because he didn't read it. And you know what? It amazes me that he's escaped with that, that he's gotten away with it, that nobody has, except, you know, people on progressive radio, most notably who I can think of as Al Franken and Randy Rhodes, have called him out on this, but basically everybody else seems to ignore it.
Mike Malloy.
Well, I don't hear Mike, so I don't know.
Oh.
You know, I have to go to bed at like 7 o'clock in the evening, man, because I got to get up at 3, so I miss a lot of that stuff. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Bob in Dayton, Ohio. Bob, you're on.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Pretty good there. Hey, I'm kind of interested that about John Nichols going to be on there, and I would appreciate it if you'd bring up the November 28th cover there. I'll tell you what, that made my day. Do you get the Nation, or did you see
it?
Yeah,
I do get the Nation, but I can't remember the...
Statement about they're not going to support any...
Right.
Candidate that, you know, I'll tell you what, that was heartwarming, because outside of Russ Feingold, you know, that the speech was nonsense, his blather, but Mr. Bush's, but you know, it was a shame about Susan Turnbull. What, you know, she wasn't really on point about what's their strategy, you know, not really.
What's a Democratic strategy?
Yeah.
Well, I think you got a good point there. Democrats are divided, but they all have kind of they're divided, but in a way they're not, because they all have the same kind of common theme, that it has to be a stage withdrawal, despite what the right wing keeps saying, that it's a cut-and-run strategy. There's not one Democrat that's talked that way. Now, you've got some Democrats, like Joseph Lieberman, who I think is, you know, completely wrong, and I ask her about that, who want to stay the course and think that, oh, you know, that this can work if, you know, if only the Americans don't lose heart. But I think the Democrats, one of the problems they have in gaining traction on this is that they're not all on the same page, but they all of the plans, Barack Obama's and everybody else's, has talked about kind of a phase withdrawal. Even Murtha's plan talks about doing it over 6 months and not taking the troops completely out of the region. So the right wing is very, very good at coining this cut-and-run business, and then it makes itself into the mainstream media. It makes its way into the mainstream media. And what you and I and other people have got to do is we've got to keep talking about it and knock it down. Thank you so much for the call. By the way, speaking of the Nation, read the Nation's cover article this week about John McCain. Very, very eye-opening. All right, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. And this is Springer on the radio.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. It's, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. Therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Intelligent talk radio. That might be a contradiction in terms. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
A 760, let's do it all the time.
Just left.
98.
with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Democratic Party seems to be taken over by the Michael Moore contingent in their attitude towards Vietnam, and they continually call for withdrawal of troops at a time when we haven't finished the job. Hatch said on the network's morning show, Hatch spokesman acknowledged the error, which had first been reported on the American Prospect website. Spokesperson Peter Carr said the Utah senator had been reading a magazine article that referred to the analogies between Iraq and Vietnam wars and misstated what he meant to say. A transcript of the interview provided by the Congressional Quarterly replaced Vietnam with Iraq without any mention of the correction, a CQ subsidiary. Later acknowledged making a mistake in the transcription, and the actual version of his comments were later posted. Way to go, Oren. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call. Let's go to Richard in Jacksonville. Richard, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hurry up. I don't have much time.
Okay, basically, it was Joe Biden in Rice's
confirmation hearings that he exposed the lack of troop levels being trained in Iraq. And he was the one that basically found the real true numbers of how pitiful the United States and the Whig administration was actually training these guys. And so I think the Democrats do have a great strategy, and they are forcing the administration to fess up to their errors and straighten out and get these Iraqis prepared for their own country takeover. And I think Joe Biden is the person that should be recognized for, you know, pushing the administration to raise the training of these Iraqis.
Yeah, you know what? We don't give him enough credit, and you're right about that. And he was kind of dueling with John Warner last Sunday on Meet the Press. And Biden is going to run for the presidency, by the way, if he can raise enough money. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. And we don't give Joseph Biden enough credit that he does try to hold this administration's feet to the fire. And I should have mentioned that earlier. And I've seen him speak in person, Joseph Biden. And, I kind of like him, but I'm not so sure I would vote for him for president. But I do like what he has to say a lot of the time. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. This is Springer on the radio.
Can't get to a phone? Go to springerontheradio.com and email us your opinion.
Install parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Think about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair. You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
An artificial timetable for withdrawing our troops are sincere. But I believe they're sincerely wrong.
The president predicts victory will come in stages, but there's no estimate of how long it will take. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more on the Iraq story and other news, here's Christopher Glenn in New York.
In his address, the president said Iraqi forces are increasingly taking the lead in the fight. But as we hear from CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad, there's another side to that perception.
Iraqi forces are great when it comes to looking for a fight, but not so great in planning it. That's what we always hear from the Americans. Today was a case in point. We went out with the Iraqi Highway Patrol looking for roadside bombs. The Iraqis brought their guns, but no food or water for a three-hour drive. As usual, the Americans had to provide.
For the first time since Chief Justice John Roberts assumed leadership, the Supreme Court is considering abortion. Specifically, we're told by CBS's Barry Bagnato, a New Hampshire case.
Must parental notification laws like one passed here in New Hampshire allow exceptions to protect a woman's health? Dr. Leslie DeMars treats pregnant minors at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center.
My concern as a physician is these proposed standards do not allow for emergency medical treatment.
Attorney General Kelly Ayotte argues that informing parents ensures proper treatment.
Parents have a compelling interest in the upbringing of their children.
Of the 34 states that now require parental involvement in minors' abortions, 28 make medical emergency exceptions. Critics see these laws as veiled attempts to limit abortions. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Concord, New Hampshire.
The Church of England has its first black archbishop.
York's ancient cathedral rocked as dancers from John Sentamu's native Uganda twirled in the aisle, the new archbishop even taking a turn at the drums. But solemn ceremony, too, as the anti-racism campaigner was elevated to this, the second most powerful position in the Church of England. Sentamu told the congregation the church must rediscover its self-confidence, a quality his friends say he has plenty of. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, Dow Industrials ahead more than 18 points, the Nasdaq Composite is up by 7, and the S&P 500 Index up 1 point. This is CBS News.
My name's Joanne, and it's my fifth day with Prilis Echo TC. I used to have friends over on Sundays to watch football until frequent heartburn came and spoiled the party. But with Prilis Echo TC, I can't wait till this Sunday. I'm ready to ice down the sodas and fire up the grill. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilis Echo TC. It's day five for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Want to feel all warm inside? You've got it. Just bundle up for the holidays with the hottest technology from CompUSA. Right now, get a $99 Epson photo printer free after rebates when you buy any digital camera for $199 and up. Like the Canon PowerShot with a 1.8-inch LCD screen for just $199. Or buy a Norwood Micro 17-inch LCD monitor for $179.99 and get a $49 Canon printer.
$99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Who could have predicted that America's voice of reason would turn out to be Jerry.
Jerry Springer. On the radio.
Springer on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation. Thank you to Jerry for letting me sit in. And thanks to Pat Barry and Kevin Matheny for also making this possible. The show originating today from the studios of AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you want to email me, go to am760.net. All right, let's talk to my buddy John Nichols. His latest story is in the December 5th issue, I believe, of The Nation, Bush's War on the Press. John Nichols and Robert W. McChesney. Until the Bush administration is held accountable by Congress for its propaganda, manipulation of the truth, and assaults on journalism and freedom of the press will exist in name only. And John, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jerry Springer. I love your show.
You're the best.
All right. Good to be on with you, brother.
Yeah, yeah, you're the best. All right, let's talk. Let's talk about the speech. You obviously saw it. What was your opinion?
Well, it was amazing to me that after the better part of a month in which the president has taken very, very hard hits from folks like Jack Murtha, one of the most decorated veterans in Congress, and even from Republicans like John Warner saying, you must have a plan. You've got to give us some rationale for what you're doing in Iraq, for why you're doing it, and for when we might possibly be able to get out of this mess. He basically gave same old, same old. It's as if he has a tin ear. He does not hear even what the people who want to work with him are trying to tell him. This speech went back to all of the same, you know, kind of tried and true but totally ineffective Bush reference points. He compared this effort to the war against fascism in World War II, a comedic comparison because there you were fighting huge and powerful nation states. Here you're really focusing on complex religious terrorism. And also going back and trying to make a link between September 11th and what is going on now. Again, an absurd connection. He does not seem to be able to look forward. He always looks back. And as a result, I don't think he's going to get anywhere near the bump in the polls that his people hoped this speech would give him.
Why do he and Karl Rove keep going to the same thing? And, you know, they did this on Social Security when he would have these phony town hall meetings. He'd just say the same thing over and over again.
Well, you know, again, I think this gets to a weakness of the president. And many people think that he's stupid. I've interviewed him a number of times, dealt with him in a number of settings. I don't think he is stupid. I think he's probably got average intelligence. But he is one of the least curious people I've ever met. He doesn't get excited by the dialectic kind of constant give and take of politics. You throw an idea out, somebody challenges it, you improve your idea. Somebody offers an amendment, you incorporate that amendment. That's how politics works. And it's really one of the geniuses of the American system. And that just has no meaning to him. He is, you know, kind of sits down for an hour, maybe less, and takes in the basics of an idea, and then he never lets it go. And I think that's the honest truth of what happens. I can't believe that Rove is happy, frankly, with this at this point, because this speech was not an effective speech. It is not going to improve the president's position. No matter how much Sean Hannity or somebody else goes on and calls it courageous and genius and things like that, there was nothing new here. It was simply the same old Bush appearing not before a skeptical audience that has to be convinced, but before a military audience that has to applaud its commander-in-chief. He doesn't even have the courage or the wherewithal to go out in front of an audience that, you know, he might actually have to reach out to or appeal to in some sort of genuine way.
Yeah, why doesn't he do that? I mean, I brought it up here on this show that it's getting ridiculous, the fact that he goes to every military installation that you can think of and always gives a speech in front of the military and never, ever, ever reaches out to ordinary people and tries to sell his story to them.
Or even to the mothers of military or the wives of military people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to active duty servicemen, mostly men, some women, who by their nature will applaud their commander-in-chief. The interesting thing is how little applause there actually was. I think even these folks at the Naval Academy and previous speeches at other military sites are very dubious about what's going on with this war. It's especially poignant when the president says, you know, there's been a lot of sacrifice in this war, and there will be more. I mean, he's looking at the people who he's going to ask to sacrifice. And he, at the very least, owes them some sort of fundamental explanation for, you know, why we're there, what we really want to accomplish, and you know, when we might measure that accomplishment and say, look, we've either achieved it or we haven't, but, you know, this is the cutoff point. He doesn't offer that to the troops. And so why does he go and talk to him? If he's not going to even offer him that, why doesn't he then go to, you know, a grassroots American audience? He can pick any state he wants. Go to Texas, go to Alabama, go to Kansas, and, you know, go and talk in a high school gymnasium to 500, you know, local folks in any town in America. I think there's a reason he won't do that, because this war has lost the support of grassroots Americans. It hasn't lost the support just of liberals or Air America listeners or any group you want to separate out. It has lost the support of the great mass of Americans. 67% of Americans now say the war is a mistake. A majority now say that we need to find a way to get out. That's getting far beyond liberals and Democrats, deep into Republicans and conservatives, mainstream Americans of every political stripe. And the fact that the president won't go out and have contact with those people and try and convince him that he's right suggests to me that really a speech like this is just more spin, more, you know, kind of attempt to cover for his errors and his mistakes rather than, you know, a serious effort to sell a case for being in this war.
12 minutes after the hour, and John Nichols is with us. He writes in The Nation and many other publications and frequently does not return my emails, but that's okay.
Oh, no, I just build enough to send you a really good one.
All right, in the time we have left here, let's get into Murtha versus Lieberman, because Joseph Lieberman, to me, ought to be kicked out of the Democratic Party for what he wrote in the Wall Street Journal yesterday.
Will someone please run against Joseph Lieberman?
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
Jay, move to Connecticut. You got a great voice. You got a great personality. Run against the guy. You know, I mean, Joe Lieberman is now positioning himself far to the right on the political spectrum of Lincoln Chafee and Chuck Hagel and even John McCain. I mean, he is moving, you know, not into the kind of moderate wing of the Republican Party. He's moving into the sort of goofball neoconservative wing, and he's giving aid and comfort to those who, frankly, have built their entire policy on lying to the American people. He is now parroting those lies. And if you read the piece he wrote in the Wall Street Journal arguing that the war is going great and that, you know, we got to stick to this thing, his rationale for why everything's going great in Iraq is that he saw cell phones and, television.
Right. Yeah.
Things like that. And I'm thinking, well, does he not understand that many of those cell phones and television dishes are picking up anti-American messages from people who want the U.S. to leave the damn place? I mean,
why is he doing this?
Well, I think he genuinely believes it. I think the fact of the matter is that Joseph Lieberman is a neoconservative. He has been in that camp from the beginning. Remember, the neoconservative camp aligns very closely with the Likud party, the most extreme right-wingers in Israel, and has done tremendous damage to Israel, especially in efforts to forge a peace in the Middle East. And I think Lieberman, he throws in with these extremists. And the tragedy of it is Joe Lieberman, he's got no military record. He came up as an anti-war Democrat in the 60s, right? And he is saying, oh, I can read this thing right. I've got the best picture on this thing. I never served in the military. I opposed the Vietnam War and all that. I know a lot more than Jack Murtha, who, as a 34-year-old father, went out of his private sector life back into the military for the Vietnam War and got a chest full of medals for his frontline courage in that war. And Murtha, who's always been close to the military, who's always been supportive of the military, deeply involved in it, who's been to all the frontline battle sites that this country's been in for the last 50 years, going back to Korea, Murtha says the war in Iraq's a disaster, it's not working. Now, who are you going to believe? Who do you choose to believe? The guy who's always been in the heart of military action, who's always been courageous in the front lines, or the guy who avoided serving in Vietnam, who opposed the Vietnam War, which I think is a commendable stance, I don't disagree with him on that, but who also has never shown any particular commitment to the military whatsoever, but now goes over and says, oh, yeah, the war's going great, everything's fine. I side with Jack Murtha.
Yeah, I would side with Murtha, too. All right, in the minute we got left, I got to ask you about this before you go. Does
sure.
Karl Rove get indicted?
You know, it's starting to look a little more interesting. They have taken another Time magazine reporter, Vivica Novak, back in for questioning. They're seeking to talk to her. She was a person who did interviews with Rove's attorney. This is the first indication that Prosecutor Fitzgerald is looking much more seriously at Rove and Rove's actions. And, again, when you're talking to a reporter who talked to the attorney, I think you're also looking, again, at a similar thing to what you got Libby on. Not necessarily the leaking of the name, but lying about the leak. And I would say that if I was Mr. Rove right now, I'd actually be worried more about Prosecutor Fitzgerald even than about the disaster that he and his administration have forged in Iraq, because I think that Fitzgerald may be coming for him.
All right, John Nichols, good to talk to you, as always. Good to have you on, and appreciate your expertise.
Jay, it's a pleasure to be on, and I really think that move to Connecticut may be necessary.
Yeah, I think you should move to Connecticut and run against him. Thanks, man.
Take care, brother.
Bye-bye. All right, there's John Nichols from The Nation. Can you imagine me were running for any office? That's a frightening thing. I got too much of a checkered past. All right, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the Radio.
I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheeb, or whatever the guy's name was.
The number you have reached is
877-34-JERRY.
Please check your number and dial again.
That's 877-345-3779.
This is a recording.
Springer on the Radio.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Springer.
Nice to have you along here. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to Alice in Brooklyn. Alice, you're on.
Hey. I enjoy listening to you, although I enjoy Jerry, but it's I wish I could listen to you more often.
You're very kind.
I just, everything that you say is excellent, and but I want to add to it, how do you believe a man when we have 7,000 people missing from the Gulf states, from Louisiana, and he wants us to believe him what's going on, what he's doing is right?
Well, I think you bring up an excellent point. I talked about it yesterday, that he went down there to New Orleans and basically told a fairy tale. Here's a story from The Guardian. The White House's top hurricane relief advisor said yesterday he has not decided whether the federal government should try to should pay to make New Orleans levees stronger than they were before Katrina. Donald Powell declined to say how long it would take before a decision is made.
It's terrible.
Yeah, they got to rebuild the levees. I mean, and the authorities in Louisiana are asking, they're begging, they're pleading with the federal government to help them out to rebuild the levees. And what do we get from the White House? Nothing.
Nothing, exactly. So you have to just wonder what he says, not with a grain of salt, with a box of salt.
Yeah, exactly.
All
and,
right.
You know, you're bringing up a really good point, and this is a point that I've been meaning to bring up, is that, you know, this whole speech that he gave today, here's what it hinges on. What it hinges on is, how much do you trust what this guy says?
Nothing.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think he tells the truth, because I don't think these people know how to tell the truth, and I don't think that their, you know, right-wing talking heads know how to tell the truth either. They just twist the facts, and they want something to be that just isn't. It just isn't. Thank you for the call, Alice. I appreciate it. And no Democrat is talking about cutting and running. But yet, you know, this is what you're going to hear from the right-wing media. Well, they all want to cut and run. No, nobody's talking about that. We're talking about a responsible way to get out of Iraq. And there's sometimes that I sit and I think to myself, why are we in this mess in the first place? Why do we blunder into this mess in the first place? And at least if you're going to do this, at least you should have planned it out. And the same people that are there are still working there. The same people that are responsible are still in power. Let's go to Joe in Fort Lauderdale. Joe, you're on.
Hey, I enjoy your show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you.
What gets me is I can't imagine why anybody could buy into the idea that you can defeat terrorism. Terrorism is not a country. It's not an army. It's not a person. It's not a group. It's a form of getting back at people that you don't have an army to get back at them with, you know?
Well, they say that it takes 9 years to defeat the average insurgency, but I can't think of any insurgency that has really been defeated post World War II. I mean, I can't think of any really insurgent or guerrilla movement that's been stopped. I mean, maybe somebody out there can give an example, but they say it takes 9 years.
Well, the idea that we can defeat terrorism by fighting in Iraq is a ridiculous thing. I can't imagine why anybody would even buy into that ever, you know?
I mean,
we talk about, what we're getting out of there and we're going to have a victory. How can you have a victory over terrorism?
I think that's what the president says, but I'm like you. I'm not so sure that it's capable. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to John in Hartford. John, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Yeah, my opinion on levees is, as soon as they have made the area sufficiently uninhabitable to drive enough individuals off their property, and as soon as there's enough big moneyed interest in that area, they'll suddenly find all the money they need to strengthen the levees. And
yeah, you know something? I think you're right. And how about that congressman? I can't think of his name, from New Orleans or Louisiana, who said, well, at least we finally have cleaned the area out.
Well, there you have it.
I think you're right.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, John. He's right about that. Then the real estate prices, of course, that's what they'll be interested in, and what's going on there. I feel sorry for the people who are scattered across this nation, who can't get their houses back. Parts of the city are still ruined. New Orleans is fighting to be able to get its way back. People are frustrated that they were yelling at Mayor Ray Nagin yesterday, and also at federal and state officials. And it's a disgrace. you know, that we haven't rebuilt it. Chris in Jacksonville. Chris, hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
My comment has to do with the Democrats and their response to the Iraq War and things like Dick Cheney talking about the Democrats having the same information that same intelligence information that the president had, and yet they voted to support the war. That kind of thing.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
Because you know what, it isn't true.
Right, and that's what my issue is with the Democrats. Now I'm a Democrat, and it aggravates the tar out of me when, for example, a few days ago I saw Nancy Pelosi on, I think it was the Situation Room on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and she started talking about that and said, with respect to the office of the vice president, things that he's saying aren't exactly true, you know, with regards to the facts of the matter. Something like that.
Right.
I don't remember her.
All exactly. Right. In the interest of time, do you want her to be tougher? Is that what you're asking?
Absolutely. I want the Democrats to get up and say, he is lying, he is lying, he is lying.
All right.
And say it loud.
You're preaching to the choir here, brother. I'm on your side. Thanks for the call. And we ought to call the vice president out, and this guy is the Darth Vader of American politics. I mean, what a dark, evil guy he is. Mark Brzezinski, who is a former director of Southeast European Affairs and the National Security Council at the White House, is coming up next. We're going to ask him what he thought of President Bush's sloganeering of passing as a speech in at Annapolis, Maryland. And John Nichols is right. Some of the people who were at that speech clapped hesitantly, and some of them actually looked bored. All right, Jerry Springer's on vacation. J. Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer, and you know what this is. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Do no cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Forming debt into wealth system. And I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a 500,000 others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days. After your purchase, the best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer, Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Things a minute isn't all that much unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes count, which is why if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, because there are many choices in life.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just happened upon your show for the first time.
And with choices come alternatives.
I love AM 760.
All the time, every morning, and then on the way home.
You get another opinion other than what we get with the right-wing propaganda machine.
The cure for conservative talk.
It's nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I'm with them every day.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And now, boys and girls, Springer on the Radio presents another adorable story from the pages of Ann Coulter's Fairy Tales.
Yeah, hi, boys and girls. Okay, this is the story of Liberal Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Liberal Red Riding Hood. One day, Liberal Red was skipping in her little hippie sandals through a perfectly good forest that had become overgrown thanks to federal regulations protecting some creepy little slug. She was carrying a basket filled with tofu and granola for her poor grandmother. Give me a second here. Okay. When Liberal Red got to Grandma's house, she didn't know that the big bad wolf had gotten there first and had hidden Grandma in the closet. In the original version of the story, the wolf had swallowed Grandma, but that's a little too intense for the peacenik crowd, so they rewrote history as usual. The wolf had put on Grandma's clothes, which liberals tend to do when nobody's around, and gotten into Grandma's bed just as Liberal Red came inside.
Oh, Grandma, said Liberal Red Riding Hood, what big eyes you have.
All the better to see the free handout you've brought, my dear, said the wolf.
But, oh, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to listen to my Barbra Streisand CDs, said the wolf.
But, oh, Grandma, what big teeth you have.
All the better to chew on your tofu jerky and on you. And with that, the wolf jumped out of bed and tore off Grandma's clothes. Give me another second. I'll be right back. Okay. Liberal Red Riding Hood was so frightened by the wolf that she immediately sued him for traumatic emotional pain and suffering, winning a judgment of $426 million. And that's the story of Liberal Red Riding Hood.
Somebody give me a drink.
Thanks, Anne. Stay tuned for the next story from Anne Coulter's Fairy Tales on Springer on the Radio. Celebrity voice personified.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
25 minutes before the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thanks so much for joining us. All right, let's go to the phones and we'll talk to Mark Brzezinski. He's the former director of the Southeastern European Affairs at the National Security Council at the White House. Prior to that appointment, he was director for Russian Eurasian Affairs, where he served as White House coordinator for U.S. democracy and the rule of law assistance programs in the region. And Mark, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Did the president hit a home run? Did he hit a base hit? Did he strike out?
The president put on a PR show this morning when he had the opportunity to roll out some clear steps and make accountable what we're doing in Iraq. Increasingly, what we're doing in Iraq seems to be President Bush's personal war, and it's not in the national interest. He could have addressed what the Senate overwhelmingly endorsed, both Republicans and Democrats, 2 weeks ago when they called on the Bush administration to provide a schedule for meeting U.S. objectives in Iraq. This morning, the president rejected that and only offered up more slogans that were seeing victory, resounding success, when the facts are showing otherwise. And it's the boys and girls in the military today who are bearing the brunt of that.
I've asked everybody who's been on here this morning, and I'll ask you, since you know, you have experience in Washington, you were, you know, worked in the White House. Do you think this guy's living in a bubble? Do you think that he is absolutely and completely insulated from the reality of what's going on the outside world?
I don't, and I think that's one of the reasons why he put on the speech today. I think that this speech this morning was a PR effort to get America back, so to speak, on his side when it comes to Iraq. Six out of ten Americans now say that they disapprove with the way the president is handling the war. Unfortunately, the facts on the ground are indisputable, and the president can't talk his way around that. The fact is that the Iraqi people are not buying into what we're doing in Iraq. The president did say that the U.S. did not get it in terms of how to initially train Iraqi troops, and that the U.S. military is continuing to adjust strategy. The question is this really in our national interest going forward?
I think John Warner brought this up, who he introduced at Annapolis this morning, that Bush should get out and that he should have an intimate fireside-type chat conversation with the American people. And why doesn't he do that? But instead, and we've discussed it on this show a lot, he shows up at every military installation to deliver his speech. Why doesn't he just like have something from the Oval Office or the Rose Garden or some kind of intimate setting where he tries to explain what he's trying to do?
Because I don't really think they have a plan. And I think that when you don't have a plan, you offer slogans and PR, and in certain ways you demagogue the issue. And I just don't think that this administration is able to roll out a strategy that's credible. Yes, you're absolutely right. He should have had a fireside chat type speech to lay out his plan, first offering an honest assessment of what's happening on the ground in Iraq. That's the first way, I think, to support our troops abroad. And that's laying out the facts on the ground here at home. And then second, produce a strategy and then a request for the resources to tactically implement that strategy. That's the way to generate national unity behind what we're doing in Iraq. By refusing to establish any standards for accountability, it only looks increasingly like this is a personal war and something not in the national interest. He had an opportunity to change the tenor of that, and he didn't take advantage of it today.
Well, if you read that Seymour Hersh article in The New Yorker, I mean, and Seymour Hersh said this last night on the Chris Matthews show, that Bush believes that God plays a part in this. I mean, that's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary, and Bush's invocation of religion, and I say this as a religious person, Bush's invocation of religion only harms our interests overseas because it buys into precisely what Al-Qaeda wants to do, and that's divide the West and the East on religious grounds.
Yet he keeps, well, he doesn't really keep bring it up, but I mean, according to Seymour Hersh, I mean, this is what he's into, that he feels he's the right person at the right time, and that God has more or less, quote-unquote, I'm paraphrasing Seymour Hersh, that God has ordained him to carry this out.
Well, but I think that, it's important, quite frankly, to respect people's religious convictions, and I understand that the president has strong ones, and that's completely fine. At the same time, our objectives in that part of the world have to be underpinned with realistic steps and accountable standards, and this White House is refusing to do that. The fact is that we're not going to get a democratic, secular, pro-Western Iraq on the basis of the policies we're pursuing. And to offer up claims that we're going to defies logic and the way things are happening now. The fact is that after 2.5 years and 2,110, as of today, U.S. troop fatalities, the Bush administration is continuing to release, quote, national strategies that are really public relations documents. This strategy that they rolled out today in terms of what has transpired in Iraq is described as a resounding success and refuses to establish any standards for progress. Americans know that it's time for a different course. The White House would be serving the national interest to respect that and to take action on that. That didn't happen this morning.
All right, one last parting thing here. I understand your father was President Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, correct?
Well, it's Zbigniew Brzezinski, and that's entirely true, Jay. Most people can't pronounce it, and quite frankly, until I was, I think, about 21, I couldn't either.
I'll tell you something. We need him now more than ever. You should tell your father he's got to come out of the woodwork and start speaking up.
One of the things that I love and respect about my father, and, you know, fathers and sons can have complicated relationships, but he has always spoken honestly and with respect to the integrity to the issue at hand. And he is, I think, really disappointed with the way the president has handled this Iraq challenge. It could have been handled in a much better way. Of course America and of course the world would be happy with Saddam toppled, but at what cost, right, and in what way? Yeah. There's a right way to win a war, and there's a wrong way to fight
a wrong
war.
Way. All right, Mark, I'm out of time. Thank you so much
for being
on the program.
Thank you
really,
for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. All right, it's 18 minutes before the hour. We'll take your phone calls coming up at 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. This is Springer on the Radio.
This is First Lady Laura Bush. Georgia's poll numbers are hanging lower than Madonna's breasts. So if a pollster calls you, say that you love George and his war. And while you're at it, tell them that you always listen to Springer on the Radio.
Join the discussion.
Hey, thanks for my call, Jerry.
By calling 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the Radio.
Stuff to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sitting in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation. We hope he's having a good time. I know everybody here hopes he's having a good time. And we hope that Paul does okay with his wisdom teeth being pulled out tomorrow. All right, let's do some phones. And until the top of the hour tomorrow, we'll have John Podesta on from the Center for American Progress. And we'll talk to him and continue to gauge reaction to Bush's speech today in Annapolis, Maryland. Let's go to Simon in New Jersey City, New Jersey. Simon, you're on.
Hey, Jay, I've never heard of you before, but I'm glad you're there.
Anyway, oh, thank you, Simon. You're very kind.
I'm going to hit a couple of points here, and then I'll just get off.
Okay.
I've been reading the this strategy document, and it's a bit embarrassing. They actually, it's great to read. I recommend everybody read it. It comes up with a lot of good points as far as what the issues are involved in Iraq, but then when it comes to the strategy, it's been written by a bunch of, I don't know what, business wonks. It's just a PowerPoint presentation full of platitudes. Oh, by the way, defeating an insurgency, the British, in Malaya, back in the 60s, I think, it took them 12 years, and it was all covert. It took them 12 years. There's an example of defeating an insurgency.
Yeah, man, thanks for that information. No, they say, I mean, here they say that it would take, the figure that I heard was 9 years, but the British did it in 12. And you know what, the example you give me, or that you've given me, is the first one that I can ever think of that anybody's ever called and given. And as far as this thing being platitudes, there's no plan. You know what, it's just like it's some kind of propaganda statement, and it doesn't face reality, and I agree with you there. Simon, thank you, man. Have a good day. Let's go to Bob in San Leandro. Bob, hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay. I wanted to discuss what I was cut off the air yesterday trying to reach Rush Limbaugh.
Good luck.
Yeah. Randy Cunningham and I flew together. I'm a graduate of the Naval Academy and a retired commercial pilot. What I want to say is that the root cause for this pattern of self-interest and corruption has become very clear to me. After watching Boy George, and that's what I call him, stand at the military academy, where underneath the chapel is the crypt for John Paul Jones. Your listeners have to know that Randy Cunningham, had there been another John Paul Jones to pick, it would have been a Randy Cunningham. What could cause a man of integrity? This man founded, he wasn't just a pilot, he founded the NAS Miramar Flight Instruction School, where all of our pilots came out of. And here's my point, and this is where I got cut off. No more swift boat crap. We need to change the balance of power in Congress, whether we're Republicans or Democrats, because I'm telling you right now, we are seeing corruption of a magnanimous scale. And a man like Randy Cunningham, get out. I can't believe it would happen. And my last statement is, let me just say, we need to get people off their butts and honor Americans who died by voting instead of putting 25% of the American public out there to send another idiot to the White House, and that's the end of my comment.
Well, the only thing I can say to you is that there's going to be more congressmen, and there are going to be some Democrats that are going to get banned, some senators that are going to be caught up in this whole Abramoff situation, so there's going to be more scandal. And by the way, let me leave you with a P.S. You're in San Leandro. I used to live in Union City, so I know exactly where San Leandro is. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation, and this is Springer on the Radio.
This is George Bush. As president, I can make people do whatever I want. Watch this. Turn the lights on. They did it. Okay, turn them off. Did it again. This one's cool. All you evangelicals, start listening to Springer on the Radio.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Law today at 303-571-1770.
And always check with the BBB. For more information, visit am760.net.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect
with collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydroderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydroderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydroderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydroderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes.
homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.